Well, good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with me. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Firmly ensconced in the dreary, well, the studio, the Allstate Showcase studio is not dreary, but Michigan Avenue, cold, dreary, a horrible November afternoon here on April 10th. It is not, listen, I'm not going to complain about the weather. We've been doing it all week. You know how horrible it is outside. But I will tell you this. I saw this morning that by next weekend it's going to be almost 70. So hang on, Sloopy. It's all going to turn out nice. Big show planned for you this evening. Always more fun when you're involved. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number. That's how you get a hold of us. You can do it on social media, too. Why not? Everybody has a computer nowadays, or a smartphone, or a tablet, or, I don't know, some other device. It's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. After 8 o'clock, Karen Conti is going to be here. She will, of course, be answering your legal questions. We're also going to talk about this controversial new Mississippi law and a teen who was involved in a very controversial case because of her involvement in a suicide. So we will get to that after 8 o'clock. We've got some Florida news. I know last week I promised you Florida news, and because I am a man of low character, I did not deliver. But we'll get some Florida news today. We're also going to find out about people who correct your grammar and how awful it is to go to the gym. So hopefully everyone had a good week. Cody is back. I don't think he is as high as last time we heard from him, Roger. As you remember, if you were with us last week, and if you weren't, your disloyalty will be punished. But Cody called in. He was on vacation in Colorado. We listened to a little John Denver, which is always a treat. Cody was out there, and he was Rocky Mountain High when he called in, because he was dabbling in legal cannabis, which is a beautiful thing in Colorado. I have never dabbled in cannabis legally or illegally, but I have a feeling, I'll be honest, if I were in Colorado, I would be tempted to try it. I would want to go and have an edible and see what all the fuss is about. So welcome back. Did you have any problem with TSA? Were you stopped after they profiled you from your appearance here last week?
Thank you. No, I was good.
Yeah, everything was fine?
Got through A-OK.
Really? You didn't try to smuggle anything back, did you?
Try. Do or do not, Brian.
All right, Yoda. You got a gummy shoved somewhere that you want to... Gonna try to pass, or just gonna keep doing that fake laugh that's not too annoying? Yeah, I guess he's gonna keep doing the fake laugh that's not too annoying.
Yeah, that's happening.
And by not too annoying, I mean really.
I do want to say that before the show, he was up here looking for some edibles.
Munchies.
Well, listen, we come in this place, and let's be honest, this is a huge broadcast institution here
at
WGN, and we are proud and happy to be part of it. But, it's wanting when it comes to anything resembling any sort of, not only foodstuffs, but water, cups. we're bare bones. People go, oh, show business. Must be fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm like Gunga did. I make sure I bring my own water with me because, God forbid, I get thirsty during the show. And the worst part is they taunt us. There's like a million empty water jugs around
right
here.
And the machines.
Sure, but there's no
right
water.
Yeah.
No water.
And the coffee machines, too, but no...
No cups.
No K-cups.
Stirs,
yeah, right.
No nothing.
That's why I bring my own stuff.
You have to. You have to come in. Listen, if we learned anything from being overnights, it's you have to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
You have got. We count on no one. We are an island unto ourselves, and we love everybody else here, but they're all thirsty, too. I don't know how they do it. So we're going to be the heroes of this station. We're going to put the call out. We're going to talk to some water companies. We're going to work something out. Because this has been too long. This is insanity.
Yeah.
If you work for one of the big water companies, with the jugs, Ice Mountain or anybody, Culligan, anybody. You got water?
Hey, Culligan, man.
Yeah, you got big jugs of water? We want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I will sing your praises like there's no tomorrow. We'll work out a trade. Call Jeff Hill in sales. Tell him you heard Noonan talking about how dry his throat was.
Wait a minute.
Anything like that.
It's dry up here, too.
We're going to pass out. Poor Cody. Cody needed a cup. There's no cups.
No.
No, nothing. But listen, we don't want to come. Everybody's got a hardship at work. Everybody's got a hard life. We don't want to dwell on that. We're just, again, we're very self-sufficient. We'll go on our side. Armpit update from last week. Everything is lovely. I went back to the chemicals. The day I went back to the chemicals, everything was fine. So much for all natural. I don't care about nature. I don't care if I have to burn tires to get whatever this deodorant is that stops me from being in agony.
Yeah. So
whatever. If I have to deforest half the planet so that my armpits are nice and comfy, so be it.
Go what? For it.
You what? Know, I missed last week's show, and I got to tell you, the theater of the mind that happened, me trying to fill in the blanks of what you were just talking about, it's pretty phenomenal.
Listen, a lot of people...
I don't want context, by the way. Please don't. No. It's actually way better
well,
without
that's,
it.
That's just it. People will go, the business, the mindset, the suits in radio, not just here, but all over, would say, what you're doing is completely wrong.
Does anyone in radio wear a suit?
You
don't even wear pants when you do the show.
But I'm quote-unquote talent, so I'm supposed to be a tad eccentric.
tad? Wow, you are overqualified, Brian.
I'm a tad eccentric. People go, listen, you've got to remember that their listeners change all the time. You can't bring up something that you talked about a week ago. Well, I just did. And some people will get it and some people won't, and that's fine. All right, let's do this, because this week I had a social media experience, which leads us to what social media is all about. It was a lovely, lovely thing. What social media was set up for. As Wally Phillips used to say, and Roger, you'll remember this, Cody doesn't even know who Wally Phillips was.
That's right.
People helping people.
That's it.
That's what we used to do just by phone and walking around. And then when social media started, we all thought, well, this is how we can all connect throughout the world. People will help each other. We'll share information. Sometimes that's so. Mostly it's not. Mostly we're sharing memes and cat videos and insults.
And food.
Food pictures and enraged political posts filled with misinformation from both sides. But everybody's, as we said on the whiteboard today, everybody's an expert on everything.
Of course.
That's what the Internet is all about. So let's do this, and then we'll share that. And also, this is going to surprise you, but there is another case of big money lobbyists influencing the people who are supposed to represent us to make a decision that does not help us at all. All of that after this on WGN.
He's got a breakaway. Who's center right? Scores! Ha ha!
The Stanley Cup playoffs. There's a new job to do. It's time to do it.
The playoffs. Play here. WGN Radio.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Black Friday savings in the spring? You'll find them now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the Whirlpool stackable front load washer or electric dryer, just $5.48 each. Buy them both and save over $500. It's a whole new day for laundry. Spring Black Friday savings. Spring done smarter now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. Offer ends April 20th.
I'm Jean-Luen Yang, the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. Today's libraries are about what they can do for and with people. From graphic novels to free digital literacy and career development tools, our nation's academic, public, and school libraries are diverse spaces transforming lives through education and lifelong learning. Celebrate the transformation of all libraries during National Library Week, April 10th through 16th. Learn more at ilovelibraries.org.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
This week, Brittany and Elliot are pitting thin versus thin and deep versus deep. Tune in for an all-new pizza battle. It's Chicago's Best tonight at 10 on WGN-TV. Oh, happy, happy, upbeat, upbeat. All right, so this week we've been doing something I mentioned to social media. And I also, if you have children who have gotten internships, you can probably relate to this because, as most of you know, internships are unpaid. My daughter has been... Listen, I'm going to humble, brag a little bit. She got an internship with the Conan O'Brien Show. So my daughter is heading out to Los Angeles for the summer to work on this internship, which is great. On the surface, and then you say, okay, that's terrific. Where's she going to live? And you look around, and I'm not a man of means by any means. I don't have, you know, I'll tell you what I don't
have.
You
are the king of the road, though.
Well, sure. And if we could live in our car, that would be great. What I don't have is like $2,000 a month or $1,800 a month to pay for some sort of university-sponsored intern housing over the summer.
Is the internship through the school?
No. Well, no. She got it through Conan.
Oh,
she
went on her own.
She went on her own and got it. And so she's getting credit for it, but that's it. She gets school credit, but she doesn't get paid.
Right.
So that's fine because I understand that's the way of the world and you go out and you do that and we'll, you know, we'll cover spending money and stuff, but we're trying to figure out an inexpensive way for her to live out there. So I reached out to everybody I knew in Los Angeles and my wife reached out to people she used to work with in Los Angeles and everybody was, you know, very willing to help. They were asking around, but nobody had a room in their house that was empty. Nobody knew somebody with a room in their house that was empty. We got a lot of advice of, you know, check Airbnb, check this, check that. And that's all great. But again, really, really expensive to the point where it doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to take out a second mortgage to try for her to go work for 2.5 months.
Right.
Then I have the brainstorm, you know.
Uh-oh.
We're all part of different groups on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got your Fans of Roger Badish page. Cody has, I don't know what kind of weird gaming groups he's
number
part
one
of.
Good looking super dude.
Yeah. Oh,
page.
I'm the hottest guy in the world group. Of course, there's nobody in the group but him, but still, we're all part
of
groups.
Right.
So we're part of this Tulane parents group where you had to be a parent.
Right.
And all of it, I don't know why. Sometimes I'm brilliant, but it takes me a while to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been banging our heads against a wall. We were talking to everybody we knew. And all of a sudden I think to myself, you know, Tulane draws its biggest student populations from the East Coast and California.
Oh.
Hey, how about we post something in the group and say, hey, parents, here's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know anybody who might have a room? My wife posts it within minutes.
Ooh.
She's getting all these responses. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. People going, yeah, we've got a room. And so we have one room locked down. We're waiting to hear about another one that's a little closer to where she's going to be working. And, you know, the people were like, well, we'd feel weird taking rent. So.
Oh, my God.
I know. And part of me is like, well, should we be nervous about her staying with strangers?
Right.
But these are parents of kids that are at school with her. So
exactly.
I'm going to feel a little, it's not like we're going on Craigslist and some creepy dude is like, yeah, I got a room in the back.
Right.
It's a closet. It's actually got shackles on the wall, but you could stay there. It's a cellar.
No windows.
Just come on down. It's very quiet, mostly because I've soundproofed it so nobody can hear you scream, but it's really nice. And it's nice and damp. Cool. Through the heat because it's underground and you pretty much stay
underground.
You don't need to see the light, do you? You're kind of a mole person. And does it have cable? Well, there's cables. Not the way you think, though. I have a feeling you may be thinking about TV. I'm thinking about tethers. They're actually more tethers than cables, but there are handcuffs attached to them. Yeah, I guess we could. It's not like that.
Right.
It's not like Cody's renting her a room.
That is
creepy, isn't it? It's almost like I've placed an ad. Well, we do have an extra storage room. Storage room. Wink, wink.
Under the stairs.
This isn't Pulp Fiction where it's, wake up the gimp. The gimp is sleeping. No, she's not going to stay in the gimp's room. This is in a house with people who we can track down.
Right. They have the kids going to school. Some of them might even know her.
That's just kids.
Yeah.
We got the name of the one house, their daughter is a sophomore as well. She's in a different program, but I was like, go see what's going on.
Perfect.
So the kindness of people, it's funny, I forget about, having lived in California for almost 10 years, you kind of forget sometimes that there's some stereotypes about Californians.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, one, they were so nice, but they all went, yeah, we can't really charge anything. We believe in karma. It's all going to come back mm-hmm. to us. I was like, dude, I believe in karma too. So, yes. So now, I as I said to my wife, we have to keep an eye on the group, and if anybody has a kid coming to Chicago for an internship, we got to offer up, you know,
yeah.
the room, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad it worked out.
Well,
I mean, you're
knock
still
on wood.
Working on it, but
yeah, but everything yeah. looks like, and so now I am going to be this will be fun. I'm going to road trip with my daughter
Ooh.
Across country.
Are you going to take the northern or the southern route? Are
I'm
you going to do
gonna
a 66?
Yeah, I'm going to go southern route because I like
right.
to stop at the Big Texan Steakhouse in Amarillo. I want to stand on a corner in Winslow, Arizona again. I like to drive through Oklahoma City just because. Why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I go southern route.
Okay, cool.
Plus, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it will be a bonding experience that we need. But I'm also, I know me driving through the mountains on the northern route, my tension level would rise.
Yeah.
And she's not... the most, how do you say it, sensitive to other people's nerves
right.
and tensions. So I think the southern route will be nice.
Okay.
Just take it.
A lot of flat land there in the middle part. Yeah,
yeah, but I know other parents have gone through this because I see other posts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, it used to be back in the day, they paid interns. Yeah.
Right.
Everywhere. You got
But
something.
Then they switched and they just gave credit
yeah.
because they couldn't afford to pay anymore.
But I thought it was illegal. But it's not. I read up on this.
Okay.
The legalities of unpaid internships.
Right.
And as long as there is a proven benefit to both sides, you can do unpaid. So there
okay.
the argument is giving college credit is a proven benefit.
Well, of course.
Yes. So
yeah.
so you're getting the benefit of college credit, and you're also getting to, you know, you're getting to network, you're getting
mm-hmm.
to work in your chosen field. I guess in finance, that's where you get, if you're in finance, you get paid internships.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who doesn't like that?
No. Who?
The Burn. Because it's all about Wall Street.
That's right.
Do you know actually Bernie pays his interns more than any other campaign?
Is that right?
Yep.
He pays his interns?
He pays them $12 an hour.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yes, I know he's pushing for 15, but okay, he can't afford 15 right now. Of course, that's like what the immediate like attack is going to be. I know. I can hear people at home.
Oh my
goodness!
Ooh, hypocrite!
Yeah.
Oh, you can't pay 15.
No, no.
Yeah, listen, no. I'm surprised any campaign pays their interns at all. That's good to know that they're getting anything.
Not many do.
Right?
I didn't even know there were interns to be paid. I thought everyone did volunteer work unless you were one of the top advisors or something.
Nah, maybe if you're a college kid studying political science, you'd get an internship working on a campaign.
Huh.
Or anywhere, you know. Did
yeah.
you intern here? You interned here. You interned for Spike, didn't
That's
you?
That's how I got my start at WGN. I was
okay.
Spike's last
yeah.
intern.
Spike's last intern.
And I was paid, but I was paid a stipend. It wasn't hourly.
Right.
Which was nice because I was out of school. So I had no college credit. I mean, they couldn't offer college credit because I mean, they could have, I guess, but I had a degree, so I don't know what good that would have done me. But yeah, I got a small stipend, but then I don't know if they pay him anymore.
No, I don't think they do.
No,
I'm getting
yeah.
blasted for being a helicopter parent for trying to set up
oh,
the housing.
Oh, come on.
Some texter. Oh, yeah, kids used to have to look for their own housing. Yeah, she was working on it, too. But, you know, time is tight, and you
yeah.
figure out a way. No, you're not supposed to do anything for your kids or your helicopter parent.
And remember, Brian's got nothing better to do.
True.
Yeah, right. I got
he
nothing
has
better.
Nothing
yeah.
better to do. So
here's Brian's schedule. WGN Sunday 6 to 9.
Yeah, I don't do anything.
Rest
else.
Of the week.
Yeah, get up and be a helicopter parent.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I had to ask my wife what her grades were. That's how completely distanced I am from her education, other than paying. I go, all right. But that's helicopter parenting too. You pay for your kids' education? Helicopter parenting.
Mm.
Boy, some people
wow.
have nothing better to do than to just complain. I'd love to see if that person, one, has a kid, and
mm-hmm.
two, does nothing for them.
Well, if they do have kids and they're complaining about your helicoptering, they
what is
probably don't have.
By
well, they
trying
probably
to reach
don't
out and
have
help
kids.
Your kid find a place to live.
Yeah, but they probably don't have kids because they've disowned them once it was time to go to college. Get out of the house, get a job, pay for your own education. I don't know who you are.
That's the. Oh, man. Oh, see, now this is encouraging. My road trip home with my dad from grad school in California was a great time. He only drove 200 out of the 2,500-plus miles, but I heard I love you after a 10-year break.
Aww.
There you go. Oh, huh? Man. I got that to look forward to.
There you go, buddy.
I probably won't hear it, though, over the rotors because the helicopter.
From the
rotors.
Helicopter.
Yeah, right.
I won't hear it. It's going to be horrifying. But, yeah, I'll keep that in mind. You know, whatever.
So are you going to drive cross-country, or are you just going to ride the helicopter cross-country?
No, you know what, Cody? What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to let her walk. I'm not even going to help. You know what? I'm not even going to ask how she... I don't care how she's getting out there. I don't know how she's getting home from New Orleans. I don't know.
Here's your pole. Here's your little knapsack.
Good luck. Happy traveling.
Yeah.
Hit the tracks, hobo. start riding the rails. I'm not even gonna. I was gonna as a gift, as a congratulatory gift for getting an internship. I was gonna get her a can opener for the beans that she'll have to cook over the fires in the rail yards. But now, what kind of parent would I be to make her that soft that she doesn't have to gnaw the can open like a rat?
Yeah.
Or kill a rat and then use the rat's teeth to open the can. That's what I should do. Just let her fend for herself.
You know, it's even worse. She's so. Ungrateful to you because she got an internship for herself. What did she do for her dad?
Nothing. Nothing. Just caused me agony.
There you go.
Got me labeled a helicopter parent. That's what she did, and she'll never hear the end of it.
The era that put the family in the family room.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf play you the shows that brought America together every night.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve.
Wrap up your weekend with WGN Radio Theater tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
All right. We, on the other side, the Senate is giving up because of big money. Are you shocked? I'll give you the details. It's time for the news, though. 6:30 on 720 WGN. This report is sponsored by Indiana, a state that works. Here's Roger Badish.
Head of Chicago Police says he's going to wear a body cam as part of a pilot program. Interim Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he'll start wearing that camera tomorrow. Chicago launched the pilot program last year with dozens of officers testing the cameras in a few areas. Plans to expand it this year. They'll get about another 450 body cameras coming this week. NASA's planet-hunting Kepler spacecraft is in trouble. The treasured spacecraft, responsible for detecting nearly 5,000 planets outside our solar system, slipped into emergency mode sometime last week. NASA engineers trying to fix it from 75 million miles away. It's more than double the work at an Oak Lawn hospital where 13 sets of twins are in a neonatal intensive care unit. Advocate Children's Hospital in Oak Lawn says 8 sets have been born since April 1st. The hospital opened a new birthing center in January and have had 38 sets of twins born there already this year. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show. Sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Join Lou Manfredini at Fox Home Center in Alsip on April 16th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Enjoy free breakfast, refreshments, live music, plus goodie bags for the first 300 attendees and chances to win great prizes. Visit WGNradio.com/events for details.
Checking WGN Sports and the 80th Masters Tournament now over. Danny Willett of England wins at 5-under. Defending champion Jordan Spieth had a quadruple bogey on par 3 hole. Never recovered. He finished tied for second. Your Hawks taking a few days off, and they will be getting ready to battle St. Louis in the first round of the postseason. Your Cubs have a 7-3 lead right now over Arizona late in the game. Sox and Cleveland were postponed due to weather. And on Monday, Bulls will be at New Orleans. Checking WGN traffic. Got some tight traffic right now on the inbound Kennedy between O'Hare and Cumberland. Also between the River Road Plaza and O'Hare. We also have on the outbound Kennedy between Lawrence and Bryn Mawr some slow traffic. On the inbound Dan Ryan between the Stevenson and Roosevelt Road, construction work blocking the right lane for the new flyover bridge at the Jane Byrne Interchange. And that is slowing up some traffic there. Also have an accident at Cicero at the Cal Sag Road around 127th Street. North Avenue, an accident westbound at the Eisenhower. An accident on the right shoulder on the southbound Tri-State at Irving Park. And another accident, Euclid at Arlington Heights Road, have some injuries in that accident. Checking the travel times, moving along pretty good good on the area expressways and tollways. Some minor delays, as we mentioned, on the inbound Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown, 23 minutes, return trip 21. Everything else is very minor, and traffic's moving along at posted speeds. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, about an 80% chance of showers through the overnight, windy low around 38. Monday gradually becoming mostly sunny, windy, a high near 50, but on Tuesday, temperature drops down again, a high only expected of 38 under sunny, breezy conditions. Temperatures right now 47 in O'Hare, 48 at Midway, Oak Park, and the lakefront. Winds out of the southwest at 13. Next News 7 or One News Breaks and at WGNRadio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That one's for Cody, since he had so much fun last week. He's probably looking for something new this week. It's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Karen Koch will be here after 8 o'clock answering your legal questions. All right, I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but we all hear all the time about lobbyists and big lobbies and all the money they have and how they have political sway. And sometimes we believe it, sometimes we ignore it as just some background noise. But then a story comes along that as a man who is 6'5" and has lamented this situation for a long time, it's close to home. So the Senate was looking into limiting how small airlines could make their seats. We talked about this before. They were trying to say, listen, we can't have the seats so close together, can't have them shrinking in width. It's not comfortable, it's not safe, all that. So they were going to block it. Man, the Senate was going to do something. They were going to protect us as consumers. Well, the Senate refused Thursday to come to the aid of airline passengers. Chuck Schumer had put forward this amendment, which would have blocked, as I said, airlines from further reducing the size, width, padding, and pitch. Pitch is the amount of space from the back of the seat to where the person is sitting. So that would have been it. Chuck said, "Hey, we're gonna try to cut this out." Well, the amendment would also have required the FAA to set standards for the minimum amount of space airlines must provide passengers for their quote safety, health, and comfort. Guess what? No chance. The airlines would have under this would have been good. The airlines would have had to post the size of their seats on their websites so that consumers could take the information into consideration when buying tickets. It's like when you're trying to get on a roller coaster and they have the roller coaster car way up by the front of the line. So if you're too tall, too wide, too whatever, you know you can't get in. And I used to love those back in the day when Big Brian tried to go on the roller coasters.
Would the bar come down all the way? No.
No, there were a lot that I couldn't get on. Well, yeah. Now there's still some I can't get on because I'm too tall.
Yeah.
There are those hanging ones and I get decapitated.
Right.
So they go, yeah. If you're above this height, you cannot ride. Well, so I'm sure Cody, same thing. There's roller coasters we can't get on because we're too tall.
Well, you know, if you do take those, just take it once, and when you're done, you'll probably be the right height.
Well, it's very hard to enjoy a roller coaster without a head.
Yeah. Well, no, if you're hanging down
anyway,
your legs. Never mind.
The proposal failed on a vote of 42 to 54. All but three Democrats voted in favor, all but one Republican against. Economy class airline seats have shrunk in recent years on average from a width of 18 inches to 16 and a half inches wide. The average pitch, which again is the space between a point on one seat and the same point on the seat in front of it, has gone from 35 inches to 31 inches. So pretty soon, if they could figure out a way to have us just stand shoulder to shoulder, packed in, where we wouldn't move on takeoff and landing, that's what it's coming to. Air travel has become nothing more than steerage of the old days in ships, where they would just stack people like cordwood in the bottom of... That's basically, unless you are Jennifer Aniston in whatever airline she's flying where they have a shower and a full bed and a bar, whatever that... Emirates there, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't afford that.
And flying overseas.
Sure, yeah. I can't do that. But even overseas, you know, most of us are only going to fly coach.
True.
Listen, I'd love to be able to drop some first-class airfare and be treated like a king.
Or even business class.
Yeah, any class. Yeah. I sit in no class, low class, with the rest of us. I sit with the great unwashed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Greyhound in the sky.
Mm.
So anyway, no senators spoke against the proposals, but airlines opposed the measures. Opposed to the measure have accused lawmakers of trying to re-regulate an industry that has been deregulated since 1978. So, it's amazing to me that they can, you know, the airlines who we had to bail out. Does anybody remember when the airlines were all going to go out of business and we bailed them out and now they're doing just dandy, thank you? And now they're doing great thanks to our tax dollars bailing them out, and they nickel and dime us for every little thing. You can't get on an airplane anymore with just a ticket. You've got, you want to get on a plane? Yeah, you better check it, or you better get early bird. You want to pick your seat? Sure, that's going to cost you. You want to sit in an exit row? That's going to cost you. You want a skosh more leg room so that your knees are not in your chest and your head is not in your groin? Well, give us $50. Sure, then we'll let you sit where then your head is only close to your groin. It's not all the way jammed in your groin. It's intolerable to me.
Did you see a couple of months ago, you may remember, they started showing pictures of new seating in the airlines where one seat was facing forward, the other was facing backwards.
Yes, they're trying to do that. They also just started the new Boeing 787s are undergoing a final configuration where they get more in the economy class. They tried to jam one more seat in there,
yeah.
So everything got smaller. It's ridiculous. And it's a necessary... Granted, if you're traveling in this country, you could drive everywhere. I mean, I didn't get on a plane till I had graduated from college because we drove everywhere on vacation.
All right.
We couldn't afford, you know, to fly, so we loaded all seven of us in whatever car we had and we went on vacation. That was it.
Right. You could take the bus.
You know my stance on the bus.
I know.
You know my stance on the bus.
I've done it.
I did it once from Carbondale to Chicago. Once. That was it.
I did several times, both trips, and once I took it from Chicago to New Jersey and back.
Man.
And that's why I haven't taken it again.
It's, I take that back. I took a bus a second time. I had to take the train from Chicago to Milwaukee and then a bus from Milwaukee to Appleton.
No.
Cody knows this. Cody knows. He knows now. He doesn't even tell me when he's taking the bus anymore. Because it enrages me.
I don't do it much.
No, not anymore.
You know, we should ask Karen, are there grounds for taller people to sue for discrimination?
Perhaps.
Because there are planes where I've scoot as far back in my seat as I can.
Uh-huh.
And still, from my hips to my knees, it's too long.
No,
my knees jam up into the seat in front of me.
Oh, and God forbid the person in front of you wants to recline.
Oh,
and I'm not even talking about recline all the way. I'm not talking about the inconsiderate people who throw their seat all the way back. I'm talking about, I just break the 90 degrees a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's mostly, like you say, because we're so tall, we're jammed in. But when... You know, back in the day, it was even harder for me because then you're wide and you're long and you're jammed in this little box.
Well, you remember the kerfuffle a couple of years ago where larger people, the airlines started to make them pay for a second seat.
Yeah, that was Southwest tried that ploy for a while. I don't think it worked out very well for them. And I fly Southwest a lot, almost exclusively now because it's, most of the times I fly, I'm flying down to New Orleans, and they have nonstops. It's a great, great thing. But even with them, if you want to get, you don't have to, but if you want to make sure you're in one of the early boarding groups, you got to pay.
Sure.
They're still good about the bags. So they let you take two bags and a carry-on. So in that regard, they're fantastic because everybody else, you're paying for bags. So they let you take, they still let you take the bags. But again, it's money over our needs because you're bowing to the airline industry, which again, I know I said this before, but I think it bears reminding us. We bailed them out. They were all going to fold up. Now, who was it? Alaska and Virgin just merged the other day. They're saying, well, now those routes, there's no competition. So people are going to have to pay more on those routes. And that's just it. And fuel goes down. We don't get a break. Fuel goes up. Well, we have to put a fuel surcharge on the ticket. You want to have something to eat? $12 for a package of saltine crackers. Hey, I don't think that's going to happen. Thanks very much. I don't see. And this is one of those things. It's not the complete definition of a necessity, but enough of us fly. Business people fly all the, most people fly at least some point. If you're going on a vacation this summer, you're probably already, you know, you're already looking at your airfares, you're doing all that kind of stuff. We pay more and more and we get less and less. And there aren't a whole lot of industries where that's the case, where you can keep paying and we gladly fork over the money for worse and worse service. How does that work? You wouldn't put up with it. We don't put up with it anywhere else. And yet, when it comes to air travel, we think that's just the way it is. They've got to make money. Well, sure they do, but the only way they're making money is by selling us tickets. So at some point, we have to make sure that our legislators know that, listen, that airline money, that doesn't pay for my comfort. It doesn't pay for our frustration. Also, in the Thursday, the Senate overwhelmingly approved amendments seeking to boost security at airports and other transportation hubs, which, on the surface, sounds great. They authorized an increase from 30 to 60 in the number of government, quote-unquote, Viper teams. Did you even know we had Viper teams? That sounds like something out of one of your video games, doesn't it?
A Viper team.
A Viper team. Thank you for asking that, Cody. I'd be happy to tell you. A Viper team, they stop and search suspicious passengers in public areas before screenings, often using bomb-sniffing dogs.
How do you smell a bomb? Like, wires don't smell, do they?
Well, the stuff that explodes.
Oh,
smells.
I guess.
Yeah, there's chemicals in it.
Yeah, you know.
I got a question, though.
I'm not technically a bomb maker, but I'm guessing there's stuff in there, the blow-up stuff. If that's not, I know that's not the technical term, but the blow-up stuff gives off some sort of odor.
Okay, that's
What's
fair.
Your question?
So, in terms of the money and politics thing, but it sounds to me, didn't they kind of vote on the party line? Like, isn't part of the Republican Party, their whole thing is less government regulation, less government oversight?
Right.
So isn't this just actually them on the principle of their party? Because it sounds to me more like that and less like, because it sounds like they did that and, you know, Democrats are less likely and they kind of voted.
Well, and the airlines were really screaming. So, you know, if the airlines are screaming, their lobbyists.
Well, sure, the airlines were screaming, but still everyone voted according to their party.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it just an elaborate cover-up?
Well, then we got to talk to the Republicans.
I don't know
about cover-up because we're talking about it. I didn't break this story. I didn't use some sort of informants. I wasn't squirreling around in some file room somewhere.
Yeah.
This is out there. It's out there right in, you know, in the public.
I guess what I'm saying
it
is...
It was in the mainstream media, Cody.
Well, mainstream
I got it
media.
Right off the mainstream media.
You know
media.
Everything they say is true.
Well, we know this part is true because the seats are getting smaller and nobody's stopping anymore.
No, I believe it. But if I'm a Republican, I'm just going to say, oh, well, yeah, this is my party's opinion. So, and it doesn't sound like they really any Democrats voted for it. So I don't know. Can you draw that, connect the dots with the airlines?
I guess you could because they were regulated, then they were deregulated, and maybe nobody, you know, the airlines don't want to be regulated again because then they'd have to answer to somebody. Now they can do whatever the hell they want, and nobody can stop them.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I mean,
no.
I think this sucks and is stupid, and maybe our representative should actually represent us, because no one that flies wants tiny seats.
Here's the thing. I fly and I vote. I do both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, I get where I have to go, and I got a nice sticker a couple weeks ago.
You got a sticker?
Yeah, I did.
They didn't give me a sticker.
Well, maybe you didn't vote.
I voted.
Maybe you didn't vote the right way.
I voted twice.
Maybe you didn't vote the right way.
I voted twice, and
did
I
you?
Voted early and often.
That's how you're supposed to.
I didn't really vote twice.
Three times?
For the listener. I know we're going to get angry texts now. Ew.
Well, listen, I welcome those, because if you don't get it at this point, then, yeah, by all means, call them the authorities. Have them come down, audit us, whatever. We're not as scared of you. Let's do this, and then you going to the gym tomorrow? I know I am. I may have to go in a biohazard suit. This is frightening.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hogue is on it. Adam Hogue's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down the shore?
Better. Ours have two flame-grilled patties served side-by-side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just $2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just $2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the $2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price of participation vary.
Black Friday savings. In the spring, you'll find them now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the innovative Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator at over $800 off. Its Flex Zone drawer has adjustable compartments for better organization, so you can handle everything from cold drinks to party platters. Spring Black Friday savings. Spring done smarter, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Offer ends April 27th.
Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own.
720 WGN Chicago.
Hi, I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. We'll visit the temples of Zeus and Apollo. We'll even see the site of the first Olympic Games. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. I'd love for you to join me. Find out more at WGNradio.com/events. Opa!
The Midwestern University Family Medicine Clinic and Physical Therapy Institute offer comprehensive women's health care from preventative medicine to health maintenance, including screenings and rehabilitation. You will receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Also offering the Speech Language Institute, Dental Institute, and Eye Institute at their multi-specialty clinic in Downers Grove. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's MWUClinics.com or 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care. Oh, my. Tomorrow morning, the alarm will go off at 4:30, as it does every morning. I will be at the gym at 5 o'clock. After reading this, perhaps I will rethink going without gloves, without covering myself in latex. This is disgusting. But what are you going to do? I don't know if you're a germaphobe. You might want to turn away. So the people at FitRated decided they were going to do a little survey, a little study to find out how nasty and dirty gym equipment is. Cody, do you still go to the gym? Have you?
Not regularly.
No. Roger, do you you work out at playing golf? I was almost I almost said doing golf. Yes, because I saw somebody do it on the watch it on the cable. did you go to the gym? Do you work out?
I have my stationary bike at home.
Okay.
I do that and my calisthenics and stretching there, and then I golf and bowl. And
I love that term. I do my calisthenics. Somehow I picture doing the cross toe touches in like a tank top, like something out of a 1950s advertisement or an advertisement.
No.
No? All right.
No, a very oversized T-shirt and jeans.
Good. Well, that may be the way to go. Because FitRated swabbed 27 pieces of equipment, treadmills, exercise bikes, and free weights at three gyms. Now, granted, that is not a large sample size, but it's a big enough. I think about this a lot. I try not to think about it until I'm walking out of the gym and get a big spritz of hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about it enough. So here's what they found. They found more than 1 million different colony-forming units, which is a fancy word for bacteria, per square inch on each machine type. Gross. More than 70% of these million and some odd bacteria cells are harmful to humans. Yes! So every time you go and sit down on that bench to hoist up your bench press, just know that the germs on there could kill you. Yeah. And I'm not talking about the weight falling on your trachea.
No. No. That's a whole different issue.
So here we go. The most common type of bacteria found on the equipment was gram-positive cocci. Which is commonly associated with skin infections and a frequent cause of pneumonia and septicemia.
That's easy for you to say.
No, it's not. So septus and pneumonia and skin infections.
Oh, from just one.
That's one kind. That's the most common type of bacteria that's found on gym equipment. The second most common type were gram-negative rods.
What?
He said gram-negative rod. They also cause skin infection, but they are also resilient to antibiotics. So you got that going for you. If you get one of their diseases, you can't even kill it with antibiotics. That's nice. Tied for third of most common germs on gym machines is bacillus. Is that in one of your fantasy games too, Cody? That sounds like some creature that you would have used.
Basilisk?
That's what I'm talking. Yeah, that's from Harry Potter, isn't it?
It's from a lot of things.
Is it really?
Final Fantasy games, Harry Potter, mythology.
Mythology. You know, I don't count into mythology. It's the devil's work.
Is it now?
Yeah, why don't you just wear a pentagram and goat horns?
All right.
You can talk like that.
Maybe I come in next week wearing a pentagram and goat horns.
That would be nice.
Would it?
Maybe we do a Facebook Live.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we start some videos
maybe
with you and your...
we tweet it.
Sure,
we
as you read from Anton Duvet. No, what was Duvet? That's what you cover a pillow with. Who is the... LeMay. I don't know, the satanic guy. Anyway, doesn't matter. Sure. Doesn't matter. Listen, I can't worry about that stuff when I'm trying to figure out what I'm going
to catch to deal with.
I got a lot of germs.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bacillus can cause ear, eye, and respiratory infection. So somebody texted, how does that compare to a doorknob? I can't tell you that, but here you go. The average free weight is 360 times more germ-infested than a toilet seat.
Oh.
And I use free weights all the time. I might as well just give myself a swirly. All right, I'll take a break, Cody. Hold on. Let me just tell you that. Treadmills are home to 74 times the amount of bacteria on a water faucet. Think about that as you're getting in shape tomorrow. Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Wow.
But you're not a roller coaster rider, are you?
What is my Disney ride I went on?
Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
That's more of a log rider.
That's still a roller coaster.
It's a floating log ride. How about It's a Small World?
Did you go on that one? Yeah, I picture you riding that with your arms up in the air.
The ups and downs of Bill and Wendy. Middays, Monday through Friday, beginning at 10 on 720 WGN.
You know, all I do at Magic Kingdom is walk around wondering why they don't sell beer.
That's no way to be at the happiest place on earth.
Give me Epcot or give me death, that's what I say.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
More than 210,000 people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's disease. This number will continue to grow unless we can find a cure or a way to slow down the progression of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association invites you to help change the face of the disease by attending an upcoming Reason to Hope event on the North Shore, April 14th. I'll be hosting a luncheon in Oak Brook, April 20th, and in downtown Chicago, April 26th. Join us at one of the Chicagoland locations and help us in the fight to end Alzheimer's. Learn more by visiting alz.org/Illinois.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's this speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Take a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago! Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Do you have somebody in your life who corrects your grammar all the time? What do you think about that person? Well, chances are you may agree with science. We'll talk about that on the other side of the news. And then Karen Conn, she'll be here after 8 o'clock. She'll, of course, be answering your legal questions, so start formulating them now. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's 7 o'clock on the nose with the news. Roger Badish.
And right now, 47, some light drizzle in the area. At O'Hare, the local union calls into question Chicago Police Department's tactics concerning protest groups.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois says reports of Chicago police monitoring peaceful protest groups is unsettling and is calling for city council hearings. This in a statement today responding to a Chicago Sun-Times report outlining 7 investigations by police since 2009. A police spokesman calls investigations protective actions in limited circumstances to ensure safety. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
Donald Trump now saying that a corrupt election system is complicating his path to the Republican nomination. He's making the comments speaking in a frigid airport hangar in Rochester, New York this afternoon. He's also promising to help upstate New York's economy.
I'm going to bring our jobs back. I'm going to bring our wealth back. And believe me, a lot of those jobs are coming back to Rochester. Believe me, there's going to be incentives, and they're coming back to Rochester.
Bernie Sanders riling up hundreds of supporters at Coney Island today, telling them he's listening to their voices instead of hustling money on Wall Street and from billionaires. It was a dig at Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her ties to Wall Street. He's also looking ahead to the general election, attacking the GOP frontrunner.
Before Trump was a candidate, he was a leader in the so-called Bertha movement. That was an attack on the legitimacy of the first African-American president we have ever had.
Presidential candidates turning their attention to Maryland days ahead of the start of early voting in that state. After stops in New York City this morning, Hillary Clinton headed to Baltimore for her first campaign rally there. Attacking her Republican rivals, Clinton said women's rights, human rights, gay rights, and voter rights are now threatened.
I fear people say, well, they don't really mean that. I don't want to take a chance on that. So I'll tell you where I stand. I will support a woman's right to make her own health care decisions.
Residents of Fairdale, Illinois, held a solemn ceremony yesterday marking the one-year anniversary of the tornado that devastated that town. 2 residents were killed. A park has been named in their honor. Habitat for Humanity's Anthony Speck, who's helping to rebuild residents' homes, spoke of how the spirit of renewal is helping them to move on.
Never once did we see quick, and that's a credit to all of you guys up here in Fairdale.
And Fairdale, located just southeast of Rockford. A mass was held today for a construction worker killed when a beam fell from a bridge support under the Jane Addams Tollway in Des Plaines. Guillermo Duarte, a youth coordinator at St. Anthony Parish, and Cicero says as a father, Vicente Santoyo brought his family together as one.
A man who was 100% supportive of his kids. His kids also involved in catechism, were involved in the youth group. I think the aspect of the role model is that he was beginning to get involved with a lot of the parish activities.
Santoyo was a 25-year veteran of construction industry, specializing in demolition work. He would have turned 48 next week. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step, I'll change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus Brown Chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
I'm Jean-Luen Yang, the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. Today's libraries are about what they can do for and with people. From graphic novels to free digital literacy and career development tools, our nation's academic, public, and school libraries are diverse spaces transforming lives through education and lifelong learning. Celebrate the transformation of all libraries during National Library Week, April 10th through 16th. Learn more at ilovelibraries.org.
The bottom line is that you're supposed to eat as natural as possible, the way things were grown or caught.
You got to eat dirt with your potatoes. Earth, soil.
A steady diet of Bill and Wendy.
Tofu is bad
for
you.
What's the harmful ingredient in that?
Magnesium sulfate and foo.
Download the podcast or listen in real time beginning at 10 a.m. Central on WGNradio.com.
Checking WGN Sports, 80th Masters Tournament is over. Danny Willett of England wins at 5-under. Defending champion Jordan Spieth had a quadruple bogey on a par 3 on the back 9, never recovered. He finished tied for second. Your Hawks taking a little rest, well-deserved, as the regular season ended the other night, and they will get ready to battle the St. Louis Blues in the first round of the postseason. In baseball, Cubs win again, beating Arizona 7-3. Jake Arrieta gets the win. He's 2-0 on the season. The Cubs' home opener against Cincinnati is tomorrow night. Sox and Cleveland game at the Cell was postponed due to the weather. Sox start a road trip against Minnesota. Bulls will be at New Orleans on Monday. Checking WGN traffic, we've got an accident blocking the three left lanes on northbound I-55. Right before the Veterans Memorial, that is backing up traffic somewhat right now. Inbound is a 40-minute trip to downtown, going back the other way only 28 minutes. On the inbound Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown, 22 minutes, 18 on the reverse trip. From Thorndale to downtown on the inbound Eisenhower, 31 minutes, 27 minutes going back the other way. Other than that, the expressways and tollways are looking pretty good as far as travel times go. Nothing significant to report. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, 80% chance of showers through the overnight. Windy, low around 38. Tomorrow, gradually becoming mostly sunny. Windy, high near 50 for the Cubs opener. Tuesday, sunny, breezy, high near 38. Temperatures around the area, 47 at O'Hare, 48 Midway, Blue Island, and along the lakefront. Winds out of the southwest at 10. Fog reported along with some drizzle at both airports right now. Next news, 7:30 or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Hour two of the big broadcast inside the Allstate Showcase studio. If you are a fan of the podcast, the bonus podcast that we've been doing, we're going to record another one tonight, and that will post at post tonight as well. Cody, is that correct?
I don't know.
Whenever Cody decides to post it. You may wonder, boy, Brian, playing some pretty heavy Black Sabbath there. Why are you coming back with Black Sabbath? Well, because you never know what's going to pop up when we do this program. If you were with us just, let's say, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, I made a joke about Cody wearing a pentagram and devil horns and coming in as some sort of devil worshiper, a Satanist. And I made reference to the Satanic Bible, and I was right. It is LaVey, Anton LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible. But then the text line is a wonderful place. And by wonderful, I mean oft-times confusing, sometimes infuriating, but never boring. Would that be a fair, fair description?
Sometimes informative, too.
Sure. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I forgot informative. Sure, yeah. Sometimes informative.
Mm-hmm.
As a pagan fan of yours, I'm disappointed that you lump us in with Satanists in your joke. But,
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Pentagram joke, okay. Five-pointed stars are used by many, including Christians. I don't remember ever mentioning... I don't think I've ever used the word pagan on this program,
no.
Have I? And, you know... Satanists wear pentagrams. That's right. That's one of their things. Look at a Black Sabbath album cover. Look at this,
yeah.
You know, that's just it. But I like that, you know, people have their beliefs, and if they feel they're threatened, even if they are not, they are going to weigh in. Cody said, "You must address that." And I said, "I don't even know where to begin with addressing that."
Well, it's the right of free speech. People
I'm not saying people. Yeah. I'm not saying that person shouldn't have texted
right,
in.
Right.
I'm saying I don't understand why they would be disappointed by me making an obvious joke about Cody wearing goat horns and a pentagram. And I don't even know why he was worshiping the devil. Why were you worshiping the devil?
Wait, what? When did that?
Oh, it was something with your own mythology. That's what it was.
Mythology.
We're talking about mythology.
Well,
I guess by making the leap from mythology to, listen, if you're new to this, somebody who's a fan of mine knows my mind goes a million different directions.
Wait a minute. You
so
have
for
a
me
mind?
To make for oh, me yeah. to make a jump from mythology to Cody dancing around like a devil worshiper is not a hard thing to imagine me doing. To just say, well,
People wait until the corner to make a left or right turn. You do it whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, I don't need to be bound by the man's rules. The man, while he thinks he controls me, the man has me for a short amount of time.
I actually know an expert in the dark arts. If you want me to call him and tell us about the history. I'm not kidding.
I don't want anybody associated with the dark arts.
Okay.
On this program, who do you know that's an?
It doesn't
first
matter.
First of all, how do you become an expert on the dark arts?
Doesn't matter. He's written a book.
He has.
I know a guy that's written a book on the dark arts.
Is this a real person or
it's
one
a real
of your characters?
It's a real book. It's a real thing on the dark arts.
Well, then why are you being so defensive? What I say? Who is it? They're none of your business. Is he on the run?
Yeah.
Is he on some sort of watch list that would we have to bring him in like they did when Salman Rushdie wrote his book? They had to bring him in and not say where he was. Is that what's going to happen? He has to talk to us from some undisclosed bunker somewhere.
No, he's got a pen name. All right, the pen name is Frater Zentra L.
And you know Frater Zentra L?
I do very well.
I will now question your circle of friends.
Please do.
I think I'm a little shocked. I have unusual friends. I don't have any friends who are experts in the dark arts. I don't have any friends that I don't believe dabble in the dark arts.
Don't judge.
I'm not judging. I'm saying...
My college girlfriend was Wiccan. That's not a dark art.
Not a dark art.
But I'm just saying, perhaps to some, also
an unusual choice.
That's what I'm saying.
Fringe is a fair assessment. It's not a widely accepted
right. Not
practice.
To marginalize it or discredit
no.
It's popularity is fringe.
Sure, Sure. It's not one of the big three or four.
Yeah, it's not predominant.
Right.
Yes.
It's out there. There's some, you know.
We are so politically correct here.
Yeah, why don't we just say, if you know, that's a little odd.
Apologies for offending the pagans and potentially Wiccans.
Yeah.
Satanists, the Satanists, I believe, only utilize the pentagram when it has the goat head in it.
Is that right?
According to Wikipedia.
Oh, you got to throw the goat head into the pentagram for some Satanist?
The Church of Satan has...
Is this from your friend's book? Zorba the Greek? What is his name? What's the pen name again? Zasha Baron Cohen?
The pen name is Frater Zezra L.
Frater Zezra L. And let's not jump off of this too quickly. Because I'm sure most people are like me thinking, how does one become an expert in the dark arts? So how does one become an expert in the dark arts, Cody? Is that your pen name? Are you Frater Ezra Zell? Are you Sam Zell? Are you who are you?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not that. No. There's cults.
Do you have a feeling, Roger, that this person who's the expert in the dark arts is like really close to Cody, like maybe a family member? Like
I think
dad?
He's gotten his.
Is it your dad? Is your dad Frater Ezra
no.
Zool? Is your dad Zool?
It is
Zool. I like that. Yeah.
It is definitely.
Who's the keymaster?
Definitely not my dad. I'm looking to see what I'm allowed to. So this came from the Order of Emergent Magi. And this is someone that's
been. This is the definitive work, I presume.
All this because somebody who was a pagan was disappointed by my joke about a pentagram.
Well, the work is this is not a satanic or a awakened thing. This is it's called the Gutter Bible. And it's the gateway to emergent magic, which is EMK.
Is this like the Urban Dictionary? What are we reading here?
It's psychonauts of the Order of the Emergent Magi have plumbed the depths of the Gutter Bible and returned with a unique magical system.
Okay.
I know people, man. I know people of all walks of life that do all sorts of things. I got a friend in California who works in quantum computing research.
That's very cool.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either, but it makes more sense. I think, like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds... more
mainstream
legit than hi, how you doing? Oh, I'm well. What do you do for a living? I'm an accountant. How about you? I'm a master of the dark arts. Oh, really? Severus Snape? Good to meet you. Wait, what's this guy? Do you know this guy from Hogwarts? Is he a real human being? I can't let this go. And who is using the dark arts? Has he taught you battle techniques? Do you have a Patronus? What's going on in your life that you hang out with guys who are experts in the dark arts, as opposed to just guys who dabble in the dark arts? How long do you apprentice in the dark arts before you become an expert? Before you become a card-carrying union member of the dark arts?
I don't know. I don't want to speak for this person and say that it is the dark arts necessarily.
You spoke by saying I know a guy who's an expert in the dark arts. I didn't go around the horn and go, all right, let's go to everybody, see if somebody knows somebody in the dark arts. Roger, up to you in the newsroom. Nope, don't know anybody in the dark arts.
Nope.
All right, into the producer booth, Cody. I actually know a guy who wrote a book about the dark arts.
He's an expert
I didn't do that.
In chaos magic, which I'm not sure is a dark art. I'm not sure how to spell chaos magic. It might be with a K. No, it's C-H. Okay,
chaos, good. The traditional spelling. Mm-hmm. Why would you make it? Why would you spell chaos differently and cause?
Well, because
confusion?
He's Agent 99, KAOS.
Right.
See?
There you go.
Right.
It,
but it's a postmodern magical tradition. So there's that.
There is that.
Yeah, I know wizards. Now what? Or maybe he's a priest.
I knew a couple of witches when I was younger.
I've dated a couple witches.
I dated a witch. Wow, that's weird. Did we date the same person?
Well, I doubt it. But trust me, mine didn't have the pointy hat or stand out in a field and pray to nature or whatever the Wiccans do. But you're definitely a witch.
Do Wiccans have pointy hats? I know that
witches have pointy hats. Wiccans stand out in a field and pray to Mother Nature, whoever I pray to.
Squirrels.
I thought a female that practices Wicca is a witch.
I don't want to get into this.
Not necessarily, I don't think.
How do you...
I just thought it was the nomenclature.
Hey, Zavra El Dool upstairs.
No, I'm serious. I do know a couple of real witches.
Pendant. What do you mean real witches?
That practice spells and this and that. Honest to goodness, when I was a lot younger, and I think I was living in Vegas, I met a couple of witches.
Are sure
and
these weren't just some crazy cosplay chicks?
No. There was no such thing as cosplay back in that day.
If you think you're a witch, it's cosplay.
No, they actually they had books and spells and
I have
Newt,
books.
Eye of Newt and all this other stuff.
Wait a minute. Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
They did not have Eye of Newt.
Well, whatever they did.
They did not boil, toilet, trouble.
No,
they
didn't get involved in that.
You were reading Shakespeare High, and you thought that the women in your class were witches, but they were just other co-eds, just like you, but you had dropped some acid, and suddenly they had long green noses with warts on them, and they're, I'll get you, my pretty. I know all about it. I know all about your kind of thing, Maleficent. Oh.
You know,
I don't want to play any. I don't want to get into this at all.
You know,
witchy poo.
The first time I got my girlfriend to come over to my house, I lured her over with the promise of that movie with the three witches, Hocus Pocus. We totally watched Hocus Pocus
on our Midler.
Yes,
what are you doing watching Hocus
Pretty
Pocus?
Much our first date. I don't know. We were really drunk and it was really weird. And I found it on YouTube where they reversed it 180 degrees to avoid copyright infringement. So sometimes people will upload movies to YouTube but flip it horizontally.
Okay.
So all the signs are backwards, and instead of moving left to right, they move right to left, and that made it even weirder.
Sure, because that's a sign of the dark arts.
Is it?
Yeah,
wow.
Sure. Once you can flip a video, you've mastered some sort of dark art.
Well, and Bette Midler.
Somebody says if you trick a little person into saying their names backward, they'll disappear in 90 days, or 490
days. Mr. Mixiplex?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, that was the Superman one.
We're done. We're done with Wiccans and pagans, and if you're offended by a joke about Satanists and pagans and stuff, I'm sorry. But
why did a texter ask if I'm new to WGN?
Who, you?
Yeah, Brian, is Cody new to WGN?
Yeah.
I've been here 7 years.
I don't know. Yeah, all right, we're done. Well, listen, one thing we like to do on here, other than chase rabbits down holes and get into spirals of things that were, wow. When I walked in today, I had no, trust me, folks, you think, boy, I don't know how he plans his program. I don't know. What is he thinking? He's going to go into 15 minutes talking about pagans and Wiccans and witches and witchy-poo? No. That wasn't on the agenda at all. But it happened. We've all lived through it. Now we're going to move on. We love talking about words and grammar. One of the words is change the subject. That's actually three words. We're going to do that and talk about what kind of people correct your grammar. Science backs this up. Talk to that about that on the other side. It's WGN.
Ryan Dempster and Kerry Wood join us to talk baseball all season long.
Hey, hey. The station with baseball in our DNA. 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down the shore?
Better. Ours have two flame-grilled patties served side-by-side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just $2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just $2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the $2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Black Friday savings in the spring? You'll find them now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the Whirlpool stackable front load washer or electric dryer, just $5.48 each. Buy them both and save over $500. It's a whole new day for laundry. Spring Black Friday savings. Spring done smarter now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. Offer ends April 20th.
Weekday mornings, 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. It's WGN-TV Morning News, and it is Chicago's must-watch morning news. That sounded weird, a little Bjork. Rarely do we hear Bjork. All right, we We like to talk about words and grammar and things on this program. It's one of our little pet topics, I guess. I am a stickler for grammar. I was 8 years of Catholic grammar school, 4 years of Catholic high school, some great college courses on writing. I like to think that I'm able to communicate my thoughts clearly, sometimes not so much verbally, but in written form, and grammatically, I try to be correct at all times. I make mistakes like everybody else. We all know people who will go out of their way to correct someone else's grammar. Now, we do it to each other here semi-seriously, but also with hypersensitivity, just because we like to bust each other's humps about our grammar and things like that. But if you know someone like that, how do you perceive them? Do you think, oh, they're just being very helpful? Do you think, they're a know-it-all? Do you think, perhaps they're an expert in the dark arts? No, I don't think you do the last one, but perhaps you do. A study has come out because it's all about science. We love science. All right, a study from the University of Michigan, which is a highly regarded scholastic institution. It's not some fly-by-night college on the internet. It's a mainstream college. University of Michigan. You may have heard of it. They recently found that people who correct your grammar are not just annoying, they are apparently huge jerks. Who's surprised by that?
Huge.
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 Yeah, not, no. Don't, we're not going down that rabbit hole.
I'm not.
You stay.
They're huge jerks.
They're huge jerks.
Yes.
The study looked at the way both introverted and extroverted people react to typos within emails and deduced that those who were less socially inclined tended to judge the person who makes such errors more negatively.
Wow.
Right. So if you are judging people negatively about what they write in an email, mm-hmm. then perhaps you don't have a life. That's what I deduce from reading that sentence.
Now, are we
that
talking
you are
about,
less socially inclined if you judge people negatively?
Are they doing it like openly, like they'll respond back in the email, say thank you for your email, if you would learn how to write more correctly?
Well,
I would understand what you tried to say.
Let me explain the rest of the experiment. Jumpy McJumper.
I'm done.
For the experiment, 83 subjects were asked to peruse. I love that we've used deduced and peruse in the same same story. They were asked to peruse email responses for a roommate ad. Some contained no errors, but others had been altered to include simple common errors. For example, in some, about might have been written A-B-U-O-T. And in other instances, all your might have been swapped incorrectly.
Mm.
After the subject had looked over the emails, they were questioned first as to whether or not they noticed the emails. And if they had responded yes, they were asked to expand upon their answer. The researchers found those who were surveyed to be less agreeable,
like Cody,
were most bothered by the errors, while those who surveyed as having a more agreeable personality tended to overlook typos. You know why I overlook typos? Because I'm too dumb to realize they're typos. Agree? I am a horrible speller. Yes, I am. What? I like that Roger jumped in to defend me from a self-deprecating remark I made about my own spelling. I know I'm a horrible speller.
Actually, well, I kind of disagree.
About what?
I haven't seen any major errors.
Right, yeah. Because I have spell check and stuff.
Duh. Spell check doesn't catch everything.
They don't catch everything. No. They catch most. Yeah. They catch a lot.
Everything
plus, certain words I know. Other words I look up because I don't know how to spell them.
That's good.
Sure, but that doesn't negate the fact that I'm a bad speller.
All right. I will support your claim because it's your claim that you're a bad speller, but I want you to know I think that you're a better speller than you give yourself credit for.
Well, gee, what is this? Like youth soccer?
Affirmative?
Right. Do I need a hug? Did I come off as a guy I need that sort of reinforcement? Is it because I was so rattled by the dark arts?
I think you were.
I was. Yeah. I don't want any shenanigans here with the dark arts. Anybody? See? Agreeability was the only personality trait to have a main effect on the housemate scale, the study read. Participants who tested as more agreeable on the BFI, the Big Five Personality Index, which I took this test after I read this article, It shows you how agreeable you are, how flexible you are. Mm-hmm. It shows a lot of things. I came off as very rigid and not really accommodating.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. I don't know how that worked out, but it did not work. It did not work out well. Those who rated down the emails with errors were more judgmental about the persons writing them, too. The researchers found the introverted, less agreeable people perceived intelligence, friendliness, and so forth of the email writer more pessimistically. Yeah, I'll be honest. You send me an email full of typos, and I catch them. I'm going to think you're probably not too bright. You're a slacker. You didn't take the time to read. And I know I've sent emails with typos, and, you know, feel free to judge. But if you're judging, if you're calling out other people's grammatical errors, according to the University of Michigan, you are a huge jerk.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Lou Manfredini at Fox Home Center in Alsip on April 16th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Enjoy free breakfast, refreshments, live music, plus goodie bags for the first 300 attendees and chances to win great prizes. Visit WGNradio.com/events for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y at ymca.net. The Y, for a better us.
Registering with the Selective Service System is something every 18-year-old guy is required to do. That's the Selective Service, not the Secret Service. When you register with Selective Service, you won't be guarding the president. Nobody's going to give you sunglasses and a black suit. You know what happens when you register with Selective Service? You'll stay eligible for college loans, jobs, and training programs. If you're a guy turning 18, go to sss.gov and register. No, karate classes are not included.
My grandfather served in World War II. Spending time with him were the best memories of my life. I became a physician at VA because of my grandfather, so I can help others like him. I can't imagine working with better doctors or a more dedicated staff. I'm fulfilling my life's mission with the help of my team and thanks to these veterans. I'm proud to be a doctor at VA and proud to honor my grandfather every day. Search VA Careers to find out more.
All right, on the other side of the news, we have Florida news in the next half hour, and a winner was crowned, but did anyone notice? We'll talk about all of it after the news. It's 7:30 on 720 WGN. With that news, here's the always comforting, the always supportive, the always uplifting, Roger Badish.
Attorneys for the man convicted of killing Michael Jordan's father in North Carolina in 1993 and dumping his body in South Carolina say they have new evidence to bolster their request for a new trial. Court documents claim misleading testimony and misconduct by the prosecutor and jury helped wrongfully convict Daniel Green of murder. The average price of gas has jumped by 8 cents over the past 3 weeks to $2.10 a gallon for regular grade. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the hike is due to gas stations raising prices nearly twice as much as refiners are raising wholesale gasoline prices. An open house memorial service for late Chicago chef Jean-Claude Poulavy is scheduled at one of his restaurants later this week. Poulavy of Oak Park died in a 15-car pileup in a crash Saturday morning on the Eisenhower. The memorial service will be Thursday at La Sardine in Chicago. He was 71. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Down in distance. Welcome in, everybody, to Down in Distance. Jared Payton alongside my man Sean Davis.
SD2 Mike.
Oh, let's get it in, man.
Let's do it.
It's not a Derrick Rose problem. It's a roster problem. Yeah. And if it's a roster problem, Derrick Rose has nothing to do with that.
And my guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Jared Payton.
And Payton's son. S-U-N.
Everything in here smells like roses.
I always wonder what my dad would think about the game right now.
Down in Distance, we always converse.
Exclusively on WGNRadio.com.
Hepatitis C is a liver infection that can lead to serious disease. It's contagious and transmitted through infected blood. This disease is curable, but most people living with it don't even know they have it. An estimated 1 out of every 75 Illinoisans has hepatitis C, and baby boomers are at higher risk. The CDC recommends all Americans born between 1945 and 1965 get screened for hepatitis C. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. A message from the Illinois State Medical Society.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Checking WGN Sports. Looks like Bulls won't be in the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Indiana beat the Nets today, and that dropped the Bulls out of contention. Even though the regular season is still going on, Bulls will be at New Orleans tomorrow. In baseball, your Cubs beat Arizona 7-3 on the road. Jake Arrieta now 2-0 on the season. Cubs home opener is tomorrow against Cincinnati. It's 7 o'clock is the game time. Sox are on the road tomorrow against Minnesota after postponing their game against Cleveland today over at the Cell. Hawks taking a few days off. They will battle the Blues in the first round of the postseason. And the 80th Masters Tournament is done for the day. Defending champion Jordan Spieth kind of fell apart on a par 3 where he quadruple bogeyed, never recovered, finished tied for second. Danny Willett wins at 5 under. Checking WGN traffic. Again, problems with the Jane Addams, this time outbound. From the tri-state to Route 31, your travel time is 53 minutes because of an accident. Two left lanes are blocked there right before Route 25. Also have an accident on the right shoulder, eastbound I-94 at 79th Street. Cicero Avenue southbound is closed due to an accident between the Edens and Devon Avenue. It's a very bad crash right at Devon there. And we are not seeing any other major delays on the area expressways or tollways other than that issue on the outbound Jane Addams. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, 80% chance of showers through the overnight, windy, low around 38. Tomorrow, Cubs opener, gradually becoming mostly sunny, windy, a high near 50. And Tuesday, sunny, breezy, a high only of 38. Temperatures throughout the area, 47 at O'Hare, 48 along the lakefront and at Midway, 46 in Valparaiso. Winds out of the southwest at 10. We've got fog reported at both airports along with some drizzle. Next news 8 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Congratulations, buddy. Any idea who that is singing, Roger?
No idea.
I do only because I told Cody to pull it up. Cody does because I asked him to pull it up.
Okay. I've heard the song before, but I don't know who it is.
Years ago, I would have known exactly who this was. Years ago, I would have been following this young man's progress for months. Years ago, my wife and daughter probably would have been sitting on the couch dialing in to try to get this man elected.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that from American Idol?
That is Trent Harmon, the final winner of American Idol. I used to be, I'll be honest, and I'm wondering if anybody else, if you heard that music and went, oh, that's Trent Harmon. Not many people were watching American Idol, which is why it's over.
Right.
But remember when American Idol used to be the thing to talk about?
Nick and I, every weekend, would have a whole half hour discussing American Idol.
So would we on Sunday mornings.
That's right.
We would
have
Idol chatter. We talked.
I would watch it religiously.
Oh, and I would
And
come
I
in.
Started drifting off from it over the years. And then I knew this was the last year, but my schedule is such that I was never around to watch it at night. I was always out doing stuff.
I ended when... I don't think I made it any past Simon being gone. Or maybe I watched it the Ellen year.
Oh,
I think the Ellen year was my final year.
Yeah,
when I was,
watched
when
it
I was
past
watching.
That. I watched it a couple of times last year and a couple of years before when Nicki Minaj was on.
With who did she argue with? With J-Lo.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
I
could not stand it then.
I just got to the point, it was so good, and then it became, it's like any show that's been on a long time. That's why I stopped watching Survivor, too, which I think is still on. Survivor's still on?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, Cody, like, I don't know, I don't have a TV. That has nothing, I'm not video game related to Survivor.
Yeah, if I can pull a millennial, I don't watch TV, Brian.
Okay, please, pull a millennial.
Have you ever heard anybody...
And then why don't you go pull this? Well, I'm sorry, what?
Have you heard anybody say that ever?
That they don't... I've heard... Where was I somewhere in a woman who was... She was older than a millennial, though. She was like in her 40s. She was a little... She was very full of herself. Yes, we don't watch television at home.
Oh, I hate
really?
When people say that.
How do you live? I don't watch television. And now we're going to get texts for people who aren't watching television, so they're texting. I don't watch television either, jerk. I don't blame you. I don't.
Well, it's okay to not watch television, but the way some people say,
right.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, as if I don't watch TV because I'm better than you. I'm more evolved.
No.
Really? You're more evolved? Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm going to be a dullard and watch The Blacklist. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go turn my mind off and drool like some crazed mouth breeder and watch television.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be happy with that because I loves me some TNV. But
American Idol.
So yeah, thank you, Roger. Did Cody say something to you when he was up there looking for food that I needed some sort of support or help tonight or that I was not capable of doing the show? I've got this.
I know you've got this.
Well, but relax. I'll get back to American Idol.
Okay.
I'll get back to American Idol.
My apologies.
I've done this before. This is not my first show. I got this. And so I stopped watching around that time, but American Idol was like the biggest show. And now I only knew it was the last season because as the last season started, there was a huge publicity barrage. This is the final season of American Idol. You got to tune in. No, right. I really don't. I don't have to tune in. And obviously, not too many other people did, too, because I bet you could ask 10 random people who walked by the Allstate Showcase studio who Trent Harmon was, and none of those people would know.
Yeah.
None of them would know who American... What if I asked who La Portia Renee was?
I would know.
No, La Portia Renee came in second.
I know.
Well, you'd know.
And the only
because you seem
I know
to know everything tonight.
No. The only reason I know it is that I finally tuned in... on Wednesday.
Okay.
But then again, because of my active bowling lifestyle,
yeah, you got a lot
I was not available on Thursday to watch the finals.
And I got really sick and tired of the results show that was an hour and a half for 12 seconds at the end.
Right.
I don't need all that. I don't need all the... And I know it was because they were getting ratings back in the day, and so they just decided Fox was going to just stretch it out. Idol, if you don't remember, debuted in June 2002. It was a summer broadcasting that they didn't really think was going to do well, which is why they buried it in the summer. That was when Dunkelman was on. Who remembers a Brian Dunkelman?
That Nobody. Was, what's his name's co-host?
He was, yes.
Yeah.
He was
Ryan, he lasted one season.
Ryan Seacrest's show, yeah. host. So Seacrest has made it the whole time. So the show started doing very well, even though the people loved Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, Randy Jackson. Mm-hmm. Fat Randy Jackson at the beginning, thin Randy Jackson, then Randy Jackson phased out, became more of a mentor. Who were the judges? Keith Urban was a judge. Who else right. was a judge at the end?
Oh,
Harry Connick Jr. and J-Lo.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that. So anyway, that's the ratings have slumped, though. Idol averaged more than 30 million weekly viewers. At its peak in 2000, 30 million.
Wow.
It was number one every week. It was, and everybody talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't watch television, you knew somebody who watched television, or they'd clue you in so you didn't look like a Nimrod at work. When somebody went, hey, how about that Carrie Underwood? I don't listen to television music mm-hmm. contests.
Yeah.
Shut up. So it was 9 consecutive years it was number one. Last season averaged about 11 million viewers, and
wow.
fewer advertisers were dropping, and so the same viewership this year. People just didn't really care, except for Roger, who's been following it nonstop.
Well, we used to. At the
we did. Everybody. No, listen. I said, but it's
yeah.
one of the, as I started to say about Survivor, it's one of those reality shows, and that's what American Idol is. It's a reality
yeah,
show.
Sure.
Where after the first couple seasons. You saw people who were working the game. And then
right.
it became more so not just the real undiscovered people. You'd get people who had had record contracts, or you had
mm-hmm.
people who were in bands, or you had, and you knew that there were, when you look back now, they did a story the other day on Channel 7's news about people who had been, like, turned down, who are now huge music success stories.
Right.
The woman who sings for Lady Antebellum, a couple other solo artists who are very big on the pop charts. All of these people didn't get through
mm-hmm.
on American Idol. And you're like, how did that happen? Because it's a show, and they were casting a show.
Right.
So they, you know, the auditions, everybody used to love the auditions because the craziest human beings on earth would come in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's casting. And then they were looking for not the best singers, necessarily, but capable singers who had a good backstory. Remember Kelly Pickler, whose dad
oh,
was in...
Gosh,
oh,
yes.
sure, her dad was in jail, and she worked at a hamburger stand or
she
something.
Lived she lived on
some,
a farm.
Yeah, she was some little southern girl.
I don't know
girl.
Nothing about...
Yeah, she didn't know nothing about birth and no babies,
yeah.
Miss Scarlett. But she was, you know...
And then she was physically endowed.
After,
right.
Afterward.
Right.
She had the best endowment money combined.
Got that
Good
right.
for her, Kelly Pickler. but that, it's what it is, and I just got tired of it. Like, after the first couple seasons of Survivor, I was like, I get it. You're the villain.
Yeah.
You're the flirty one. You're this. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I still watch, begrudgingly at this point, The Amazing Race. Because
really?
I watched the race for its locales and the challenges.
Okay.
I did stop 2 seasons ago after about 4 episodes because I hated everyone that was on it.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I'm not going to put myself through this. I've got too much to do.
Yeah.
This season, it's internet stars.
Well,
and you know how many internet stars I knew? None of them. I guess, and now I sound like I'm a million years old, I know. But I don't spend a lot of time on YouTube and things like that. And there are people who have millions of followers on the internet. And they post, like some are dancers, some do
mm-hmm.
comedy, whatever they do. Some give, one girl gives makeup hints, but her dad is, dad's a dentist. He knows nothing about, you know, internet stardom. So, I almost bailed on this cast, but I like where people are going.
Oh,
and so
okay.
That's why I watch the race. But even that to me, I know it's cast as a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything about it other than the contestants that I really like. Sometimes I can get behind a team. Sometimes it doesn't matter to me who wins, who doesn't. All right, last week I promised you some Florida news. I didn't get to it. Then I know secretly, and some not so secretly, you called me a filthy liar. Because you said, hey, Noonan, you told us you'd give us some Florida news, and now we get Bupkis. So let's do this, and then we'll have a little Florida news, because I said so, and I'm a man of my word on WGN.
The era that put the family in the family room.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf play you the shows that brought America together every night.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve.
Wrap up your weekend with WGN Radio Theater tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
More than 210,000 people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's disease. This number will continue to grow unless we can find a cure or a way to slow down the progression of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association invites you to help change the face of the disease by attending an upcoming Reason to Hope event on the North Shore, April 14th. I'll be hosting a luncheon in Oak Brook, April 20th, and in downtown Chicago, April 26th. Join us at one of the Chicagoland locations and help us in the fight to end Alzheimer's. Learn more by visiting ALZ.org/Illinois.
Oh, is that me? I guess it is. Let me tell you this. Placing a loved one in a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care and your loved one in best care for your loved one in return. Nursing home negligence is real and it's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happen every day. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon wants you to know that nursing home negligence can cause serious, life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration and malnutrition, fractures, infections, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. Protect your loved ones. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Well, we're going to start Florida Songs. News.
Come to Florida and die.
Yes, we are going to start Florida News.
All the good stories come from Florida. It's America's trailer park. You know that.
Woo! Uh-oh. Brian sees some blips on his Floridar.
Get ready
to go from classy to trashy. This is Florida News.
Woo! Oh, there's nothing better than Ric Flair and Florida News on a cold, rainy Sunday night. Is there? We can think of sun-drenched beaches, giant bugs, and humidity. All of that weighing in with Florida News. I don't know where to begin because the Florida News file, very thick. Cody, I'm going to let you pick. I'm going to give you a number. And you tell me, you can either pick story one, story two, story three, or story four.
Cuatro.
Cuatro is number four, if I habla mi español correctly.
Si.
Key West stripper refuses paid sex. Unsatisfied former lawyer wants her arrested. There's your headline. Nice, huh?
Wait, oh, okay.
A retired Massachusetts lawyer vowed to make a citizen's arrest against a Key West stripper when she would not engage in, you know, love with him or return money he paid her. The patrolman warned John Ciardi, 62, that if he went inside the Living Dolls strip club on Fleming Street to confront the woman, he would be the one arrested. Oh, this guy is very angry. See, well, I guess if you're going into a strip joint looking for that, maybe you get what you deserve. Ciardi told police officers he paid a Living Dolls employee, Mariani Benitez, $300 for quote-unquote services. And Benitez would not do what he wanted her to do. She also would not give him his money back. Oh, well, then you're in trouble. Benitez told police she already paid her $100, and she gave him a private dance. Then he gave her $200 more and requested her to do more for him. She declined. She said he became upset and requested a refund. I don't know how that works. I don't know what the refund policy is in a strip joint. I've never actually asked for a refund. It's been a long time since I've been in a strip joint.
He wanted to put her under citizen's arrest, huh?
Yeah, citizen's arrest.
Because that's the only way he could get her in handcuffs. Do you get it? Because he wanted to have sex with her, so citizen's arrest.
And you need handcuffs to have sex with somebody?
Got
a weird S&M 50 Shades of Grey world you living in, Cody.
That was a hilarious joke.
Sure it was.
And I'm going to laugh at it.
Go ahead. Anyway, he was upset and requested a refund. Instead, Benitez went to the lobby and met with her manager. The manager told police she would not refund the money, which angered Ciardi, and he became aggressive. Hernandez told, that's a manager. The manager told The police officer, she sent Benitez to the club's back room for her safety. He would not let her close the door behind her. Oh, man, it just turned ugly. So there's a lesson for you. Don't pay a stripper for services that, well, you're not going to get them anyway. All right, Roger, you can pick one, two, or three.
One, two, or three. Dos.
Dos. Wow, why is everybody, is it because we're talking about Florida and Miami and South Miami?
He was yes-ending
me. Following
yes
the...
No, that's fine. I'm just wondering what brought on
de.
The Espanol.
I will go with the French, and I'll say de.
Burglary suspect gives shout-out to Florida with a face tattoo. This you got to see the picture of this. Maybe we'll post it. Florida man who's either seen The Shining one too many times or is being paid by a rum distillery to promote product was arrested Monday for burglary. And it was his body ink that did him in. Cops say surveillance video showed 25-year-old Jonathan Hewitt breaking into a house in West Palm Beach with the stolen items, including a fake Rolex, a real Michael Kors watch, a gun, the Palm Beach, and the Palm Beach Post reports that. Clearly shown in the video was a suspect's red rum neck tattoo. Remember that from The Shining? Red Rob.
Red Rob. Red Rob. Red Rob.
He also had the state of Florida inked onto his temple.
What?
He had his face
in case
on his
lost.
Neck. He has red rum. And then on the side of his head, he had the state of Florida.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed when I see somebody with a face tattoo and a neck tattoo, really. Yeah. Unless you wear turtlenecks all the time, unless you're a beatnik. That's a serious look. And I know there's a lot of people with a lot of tattoos, and I admire a lot of tattoos. I just, at some point, you've made a life choice when you're getting neck and face tattoos. Obviously, this man's life choice did not work out well for him. Let's see. The tattoo on the left side of his neck, according to detectives, reads red rum. If you reverse the letters, of course, it spells murder. They were able to match the tatted man in the video with Hewitt based on an ID from the homeowner and info found in the Palm Beach County's jail's tattoo database. Yeah, there can't be a whole lot of guys with Florida tattooed on their face. Or maybe I'd be surprised.
You might be surprised.
I might be surprised. And there's actually 1,000 guys with Florida tattooed on there. You got to really love. Would you ever get Illinois tattooed anywhere on your body?
No.
No.
But a lot of people get Chicago tattooed on their body.
The word or the flag?
The flag.
Well, the flag I can sort of see.
Yeah. People love the Chicago flag.
I know. I love the Chicago flag, too. A lot of people can't tell you what it is. But they get it tattooed on their body. Every time I think about getting a tattoo, I'm like, what would I want forever?
Well, it's great conversation thing.
Sure, but you know, so is a lamp. So is a crazy pair of shoes that you can take off. You know, I don't know if I've dedicated to anything enough to really want it tattooed on my body for the rest of my life. But again, I like tattoos. I don't see them and go, oh, that's gross. A lot of them are really beautiful and intricate. I just don't have
personally,
that kind of dedication.
Yeah.
I'm not like, and I've thought about it many times. Thankfully, when I was in college, they did not have any tattoo parlors in Carbondale. They have a couple now. Or I would have come back with like bad, you know, the bad hula girl, all kinds of crazy, wacky tattoos all over me. Who knows what I would have had? I would have had a pig with an eagle in its mouth on my back. Just insane. I would have had, my whole body would have been tattooed. Thank goodness. Because, listen, and I know most people don't get tattoos when they're hammered, but that would have been exactly when I would have gotten tattooed, not hammered. I would have gone Mike Tyson, get the whole big thing on my face.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cody, back to you, one or two.
Dos.
Ah.
I thought I just did that.
I was hoping you'd pick this.
Oh, okay.
Bullet lodges in Florida man's testicles after his wife shoots him.
Oh. Why?
Welcome to Florida News.
No. Thank God we only had 30 seconds left.
A bullet lodged in a Brevard County man's testicles after he was shot by his 60-year-old wife in an argument over an affair. Victoria Reed was arrested on charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, domestic violence, and aggravated assault, domestic violence. That's a lot of legality. We'd have to talk to Karen about that. I don't know if she wants to talk about a bullet in the nards. According to the sheriff, Reed had a gun and confronted her husband of 16 years to discuss his affair. She demanded that her husband sit on the couch and told him she was going to maim him and give him post-traumatic stress disorder, which she said she also suffers from. Sure, well, he's got it now, I bet. Reed taunted her husband and threatened to shoot him in the face and chest and kill him. That's the face and the nards are quite a distance, unless this man is very tiny. Well, she decided not to shoot him in the face or the chest. She shot him in the knee, but the bullet traveled up his thigh, enlarged in his testicles. His condition is unknown. I don't know what his condition is. Painful and angry and contemplating, you know, getting rid of this crazy woman who'd shoot him in the nards. Tell you that. Cody, that's grounds for a breakup, isn't it? Woman shoots you in the nards?
Ah, man, I'm on his side. I don't care what you did. No one deserves to get shot there.
No. Punch him there, maybe.
No, that's no. Not even. No, that's off limits.
For an affair, you can punch
maybe.
Him. For an affair, you can punch him.
I can
maybe
do that.
Kick him or knee him. You don't shoot a guy in there.
You convinced
me. It wasn't her fault. She was aiming for the knee. It ricocheted up.
So you're blaming his knee? The knee is now the problem with this?
I think so.
I think you're way off. You are. Well, that wouldn't be the first time tonight.
That's
all right,
true.
Listen, we got to do this. And Karen's coming in. It's WGN.
Stanley Cup playoffs. There's a new job to do. It's time to do it.
The playoffs. Play here. WGN Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down the shore?
Better. Ours have 2 flame-grilled patties served side-by-side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just 2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the 2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Have you shot your husband in the jewels? Are you in some sort of other legal embroilment? Karen Conti comes in after the news. 312-981-7200. That's how you get your question answered. Karen will join me on the other side. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is sponsored by Home Care Assistance of Greater Chicago. 8 o'clock, Roger Badish.
And right now we've got drizzle, fog at both airports. 47 at O'Hare. Man shot with his own gun during an altercation last week, and Elgin is now facing charges.
20-year-old Louis C. McCracken is charged with home invasion and the unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. On April 2nd, residents told police they heard a car alarm activate and saw McCracken and another person burglarizing a vehicle whose owner confronted the burglars, recognizing McCracken, who then displayed a handgun and entered the home. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
2 people hospitalized after shots fired and a car crashed early Sunday in Barrington. 2 victims injured, taken to the hospital. Car was found crashed at a railroad crossing. We get more from WGN TV's Tom and Bradley from Barrington.
Barrington police are investigating along with the Cook County Major Case Assistance Team. Now, there is no word on the nature or the extent of the injuries for the 2 people here in Barrington, and police say that the investigation continues. We're in Barrington. Tamon Bradley, WGN News.
Belgian prosecutors say terror suspect Mohamed Abrini, the so-called man in the hat seen at the Brussels airport who was arrested Friday, has told investigators that last month's deadly bombings in Brussels were not the original plan, and the ISIS terror cell intended to strike again in France after the Paris attacks. ABC's Alex Marquardt in Brussels has more.
Belgian authorities are now saying that all the most important members of this terrorist cell are either dead or have been captured. But the hunt continues for others connected to these attacks, and officials warn that the threat to Belgium, France, and the rest of Europe remains very high.
Alex Marquardt. The opinion section of the Boston Globe is turning heads today. They've just published a fake front page from the future that details the kind of world a President Donald Trump would usher in. Trump says he's not happy.
They pretended Trump is the president, and they made up the whole front pages of make-believe story, which is really no different from the whole paper for the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing is made up.
Remembrance and renewal were intertwined in Fairdale, Illinois, yesterday, marking the one-year anniversary of the tornado that devastated the town southeast of Rockford. Governor Rauner was on hand for a ceremony dedicating a park honoring two people who lost their lives. He also commended residents on their willingness to rebuild.
Your spirit is what makes America the greatest nation on earth.
Habitat for Humanity is helping to rebuild homes that were destroyed. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Take a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. We'll visit the temples of Zeus and Apollo. We'll even see the site of the first Olympic Games. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. I'd love for you to join me. Find out more at WGNradio.com/events. Opa!
WGN Sports, Hawks battling St. Louis Blues in the first round of the postseason. We are waiting for the schedule to be posted on that. In baseball, Sox in Cleveland itself were canceled due to the weather. Cubs win. They're 5-1 right now on the season. They beat Arizona 7-3. Jake Arrieta is 2-0 so far this year. Cubs home opener is tomorrow night, taking on Cincinnati over at Wrigley Field. And Sox will be on the road taking on Minnesota. Bulls miss the playoffs for the first time since 2008. They will be at New Orleans tomorrow night, even though the regular season is still going on. Indiana beat the Nets today, and that took the Bulls out of the playoff contention. 80th Masters Tournament is over. Danny Willett of England is the winner. He was 5-under par. Defending champion Jordan Spieth kind of fell apart on the back nine. He had a quadruple bogey on the par three hole. He never recovered. He finished tied for second. Let's check WGN traffic out there right now. We've got a couple of accidents that we are dealing with. There's ramp restrictions right now to westbound I-94 at Dempster. And we also have an accident Cicero Avenue southbound at Devon. There's injuries reported in that. Also on 95th Street at Pulaski, we have a crash with injuries. And we are looking on the Jane Addams still with an earlier accident westbound right before Route 25. Still some congestion there, some backed up traffic. And let's check to see what the travel times are on the Jane Addams. Travel times have come down quite a bit so far. 26 minutes in both directions right now from the Tri-State to Route 31. So they are getting traffic back to normal on the Jane Addams after that earlier crash. Rest of the expressways and tollways travel times moving along at posted speeds. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, about an 80% chance of showers through the overnight, windy low around 38. On your opening day, Cubs Day at Wrigley on Monday, gradually becoming mostly sunny, windy with a high near 50. That's during the day. It's going to be colder at night because Tuesday your high is only expected to be at 38 under sunny skies, breezy conditions. Your temperatures right now, 47 at O'Hare and Skokie, 49 at Midway and along the lakefront. Winds out of the southwest at 9, fog and drizzle still reported at both airports. Next news 8:30 or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sunday night after the 8 o'clock news means one thing. Karen Conti comes in and she is answering your legal questions here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's the number for the phone. That's the number for the text. That's how you get involved. Are you staying warm? This is ridiculous. Can I sue someone for this atrocity?
I'm thinking Tom Skilling.
I don't want to. I like Tom. I would hate to drag him into litigation, but I was at the Sox game the other day, and I was not happy.
No.
Not happy.
No, I don't like this at all. I mean, you can't even move your like your wardrobe. You know, you want to move that whole summer, you know, wardrobe in, and it's just not happening.
This is it's ridiculous. But are you doing all right? You having a good week?
I'm having a great week. Right. Busy, 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 but good.
Well, good. Busy is always good. And there were a lot of, oh, man, a lot of legal stories.
A lot of good legal stories this week. Absolutely.
This one was very interesting. And it's funny because just for the listener, Karen will send me some things on Sunday afternoon and go, hey, these might be good, or I'll send her something that I've seen. This week she sent something that I was about to send her. It's a case of a teenage girl who is on trial. The Supreme Court is actually going to – is in – is it
Massachusetts? Right.
Massachusetts Supreme Court is hearing this. Long and the short of it is, she was in, she was, what, 17?
About that, right.
And then the other kid involved is 18. He killed himself. She's on trial, or she was on trial, because texts that she sent him as he was committing suicide basically told him, go ahead and do it. And he got out of his truck, and she texted back, get back in the truck. And so now... prosecutors are trying to say that she was instrumental in causing him to commit suicide. Her defense is saying, well, no, he did it all himself. She was just making these comments. And, you know, it's not against the law to not be a good person.
Yeah, really interesting. And I know, you know, there's a difference between morality and legality,
right.
You know, and sometimes that's a hard thing to kind of get your head around, because you say, gosh, who would try to tell somebody to commit suicide? That's a rotten, nasty thing. On the other hand, we have First Amendment rights, and we have rights to say whatever we want. And, you know, people say all the time, that guy should be taken out and shot. When it's a crime is when you buy the gun and get ready to do it, or you buy the gun for somebody else to get ready to do it. So by her just making those comments and saying those things, you know, it really is on the line of whether that is a crime. And there's no real crime for inciting a murder. That's not a crime, you know, because, you know, a murder.
When you say it like that, it sounds like it should be.
Well, it sounds like it should be, but again, how do you convince somebody to kill themselves? I mean, are they predisposed? Are you the cause of it? You know, did she move him along in that direction? Probably, but she really wasn't the cause of it.
Right.
And how do you separate whether he would have done it but for her comments? And again, if this is cyber stalking or harassment or bullying, we have laws about right. that. And those kinds of laws have been upheld. And you've seen when kids have said, you know, you're a rotten, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you should
and
die.
You should die.
Yeah, yeah.
And then kids kill themselves. There is a liability there. But in this kind of case, and there's some idea that she was even saying, you know, you're going to be in a better place kind of thing.
Right.
So
and by reports, her defense is saying that for months, this kid, they met somewhere on vacation. They lived about 50 miles apart in Massachusetts. They had never really been together, you know, in the time that they've been back. Yeah, it's been like 2 years. They've just been texting and talking and things like that. And according to her attorneys, for months she had tried to talk him out of it. And then just within the last couple of weeks, she was like, well, fine, then go ahead and do it.
She was just so tired of hearing
it sounds like it.
And, you know, it's a strange thing to happen. And I think that this would be very different, Brian, if it were an adult who was doing this. Mm-hmm. And do you remember there was a weird case, and I think it came out of England, where there was a guy who was obsessed with suicide. And he would stalk people on Facebook who seemed depressed and would try to attempt to get them to commit suicide. And I think, in fact, a couple of them did, if I'm not mistaken. And he was prosecuted. Because it was a slightly different situation. But again, because they are both kids, not that, you know, 17 and 18, you should know better by now not to do those kind of things. Again, it wasn't that she had an ill intent, really.
Right.
Again, you know, I don't know which way this is going to come down. And I think that Massachusetts doesn't have a law for inciting suicide, and probably she's going to get off and then they're going to pass a law.
Well, and the justices were saying that they were struggling with whether her actions met the definition of manslaughter. They were asking both sides of this. And then they asked the district attorney, when did the words cross the line?
Yeah.
And that seems to be that's the crux of their problem. When did her saying something actually move?
You know, and then you can think of all kinds of different shades of this, which is what we do as lawyers. What if someone's suicidal and we do nothing?
Yeah.
You know, do we have an obligation to do something, to call the authorities? Now, if you're the mom, yes, you do, because you're in that protector role. But if you're a friend and you see someone going out and doing something dangerous, I mean, you know, so when does the line get drawn? And I think this is an interesting case for that purpose.
So if you were a betting woman,
Yes.
Would you bet that this all gets tossed away?
Yeah, I think it's going to get tossed. I think it's going to be a free speech issue. I think that, you know, we have to understand that free speech means some hateful speech is going to be okay, and some damaging speech is going to be okay. And again, I think they're probably going to enact a law that specifically makes it a crime to do something just like this.
All right. Let's get a text question, and then your calls are already coming in at 312-981-7200. So if you're on hold, hang on. We will get to you. Karen's answering your legal questions here. If a person owns a condo and is a hoarder, does the association have the right to demand a cleanup? The owner has no children, but the unit is jam-packed with stuff and the stairways are blocked. It does have functioning utilities.
What you should do is look at the bylaws of the condominium association, and generally speaking, bylaws will have some sort of clause in there that will protect the other owners in the case of something like this. So, you know, when you are a hoarder, and I've had cases involving hoarders where I've represented hoarders and where I've represented people against hoarders, this can cause a serious health problem, as you can imagine, and even the weight of the stuff on the ground and rotting and bugs and animals, you know, could lead to serious problems and, of course, loss of value of property. And no one wants to move into a place where there's a hoarder in there. So I'm quite sure that their bylaws have some clause that will allow them to come in and do something or fine them or evict them.
Okay.
If necessary. And,
so
and
just
I,
really
I think that happens
those.
All the time.
Do you need to, should they get an attorney to go over the bylaws? Or if the bylaws, would the average person on the condo board be able to figure that out?
Should be able to. And then when you have that meeting, there probably needs to be some sort of vote on it. And I would imagine that they could vote. And it wouldn't be harmful to have a lawyer sit in on that meeting and give the opinion that it is within their right to do what they're going to do before they do it, just so they don't incur any liability.
Okay, very good. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, because I don't want to short shift anybody on the phone, we'll talk to Karen, 312-981-7200. How can people get a hold of you during the week?
You can call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right, let's do this and more with Karen on the other side. It's WGN.
Former RNC Chairman Michael Steele will tell us if the Trump train keeps on a rolling all night long. Plus, Bernie Sanders meets the Pope.
Good Yontif Pontiff.
The Rick Hahn Show with Anna DeVontis tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
The bottom line is that you're supposed to eat as natural as possible, the way things were grown or caught.
You got to eat dirt with your potatoes.
Earth,
soil.
A steady diet of Bill and Wendy.
Tofu is bad for you.
What's the harmful ingredient in that?
Magnesium sulfate. And foo.
Download the podcast or listen in real time beginning at 10 a.m. Central on WGNradio.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, left, let them step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
I'm Jean Lin Yang, the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. Today's libraries are about what they can do for and with people. From graphic novels to free digital literacy and career development tools, our nation's academic, public, and school libraries are diverse spaces transforming lives through education and lifelong learning. Celebrate the transformation of all libraries during National Library Week, April 10th through 16th. Learn more at ilovelibraries.org.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
Even when you can't be there, they are at Chicago Tribune Sports Plus with more coverage from more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. Your law questions, your legal questions are being answered by Karen Conti. She's here every Sunday night helping us out. Answering your questions, 312-981-7200 is how you get a hold of us. We've got some people waiting on the phone, so let's get to them. Shall we, Karen?
We shall.
Let's start with Tom. He's in Naperville. Hi, Tom. You're on WGN.
Good evening. How are you?
We're well, thanks.
Now, this is about a friend of mine, and I know it's usually you all have a friend, wink, wink, but truly this is about a friend of mine. He's in a mortgage foreclosure situation. And my understanding is that the mortgage foreclosure law, as it currently is, says the mortgage company has to send a notice prior to filing suit. And they can't file if they don't send a notice. It also says, but if the mortgagor has filed for bankruptcy, they don't have to send that notice. My question is, does that refer to the mortgagor currently filing bankruptcy, or would it apply to someone like a kid who went crazy with credit cards in college, filed bankruptcy when he got out, got himself a job and everything, he's now 57 years old, he hits on hard times and he's in foreclosure. Can they say because he filed bankruptcy 35 years ago, we don't have...
No. The reason that the laws... don't require, there's also a grace period that normally happens, a 90-day grace period before you can start foreclosing, the banks can foreclose, and that one, that 90-day grace period is generally not applicable if someone files bankruptcy, and it refers to filing bankruptcy during the time you've had the loan, because when you file bankruptcy, all bets are off. That means that, you know, all your debts are thrown in a heap, and it's going into bankruptcy, and the banks then can take whatever action they want, essentially, to get their money back and to get the property back. So, no, it doesn't mean something that happened before you had the loan, but if you filed during the term of the loan, then some of those exceptions would apply.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you very much.
But again, this is not my area of practice, so you be very, very sure. There are people who do foreclosure law. I've got a great guy who does just that, and if you want to email me, I can give you his information.
And what's that email address?
You can email me at kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
All right, Tom, hope that helps. Thanks for the call. Ann is in Oak Lawn. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
And what's your question for Karen?
Hi.
Hi, Karen. My mom and dad died and left a will to divide it four ways. Okay, both my brothers died, and... my one brother took all the bonds and money and put it in the up in the attic, and he died. And the guy who bought his house found it all and tried to cash the checks. I mean the bonds, and the bank wouldn't let him. So then he called one of the kids, and the kids took the money and divided it between the four of them, which. Should that be divided between the grandchildren?
Oh, okay. So that was not nice.
I know.
Yeah, that's my legal opinion. It was not nice.
You went out on a limb there, Karen.
I did.
Know.
What you'd have to do was there a probate? Meaning, did it go through court? Was there a will that went through court and had to go to the judge and the family went to court on it? Do you recall that?
I got some money, but I didn't get the money that all the money and stuff he hid in the rafters.
No, no, I understand.
The guy who bought the house.
What I'm asking you is, was there a court proceeding? Because if there was a court proceeding to probate, meaning to declare, you know, the rights under the will, then you can go back into that court proceeding, hire a lawyer, and file some motions to get that money back from the kids.
Yeah.
That might be expensive. How much is it worth? How much are we talking about?
He bought the bonds right after World War II every 2 weeks.
So
he had thousands of dollars worth of bonds.
Okay. Well, then it might be worth it to pursue it. And if you need a probate lawyer, I have a person, too, that I would refer you to see, you know, maybe what the procedure would be to get that back. There would probably be a demand made first to the kids to see if they do it voluntarily, because that's wrongful. That's stealing. Or if not, then you file a motion in court and ask that money to be paid back. Hopefully it's still around.
Okay. Should I get my own lawyer, or should I get a probate?
You should get your own lawyer who practices in the area of estate planning and probate. And like I said, you might
know Larry McNamara.
I don't. But if the other people who are entitled to that money might get to bond together and get one lawyer for you so that you can spread the cost of a lawyer. That's probably the best thing to do.
All right, Nan. And if you need a referral, Karen, how can she get a hold of you?
You can call me at 312-332-7800. Or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right, good luck, and hope it works out for you. So if I was to understand, somebody bought the house, they found these bonds and said, oh, well, these aren't mine. He tried to cash them at first.
Yep, that would have been unlawful.
You're right. But then once they couldn't do that, they tried to give them. So the grandkids took them, and the grandkids cashed them, and Anne was due a cut that she did not get.
That's sad. You know, people doing the wrong thing all the time. Greed, greed, greed,
right.
Greed. I don't know. It's just, and when it comes to family, it seems like that, it's even worse, Brian.
Right.
It's like you think people would be better because these are family members. And a family member, can you imagine buying all these stocks and bonds or whatever they are over the years, and you're saving your life savings, and he wants it to go to his family equally because he wants to be fair. And then the kids just go and take it.
Yep.
You know what? They should be ashamed of themselves.
But they're not. I'm sure they're not. let's add a Ruth. She's in Pontiac. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to WGN.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about filing bankruptcy. I am 2 months behind in my mortgage. I've paid for 20 years. I am 66 years old, just living on my Social Security. I'm not really able to work. I've had a small stroke. And walk with a cane or a walker. Anyway, I'm 2 months behind on my mortgage. I'm trying to live on $1,400 a month. I have my mortgage actually went up $50, and my electric bills are really high. But I've been told that I can't. I have a creditor trying to take me to court. And when I had to stop paying on all my credit cards, I used to have $1,300 a month in credit card and other payments. But somebody told me to stop paying on him, which I did, which my credit score plummeted, so I can't even refi or get a reverse mortgage.
So what's your question, okay. Ruth?
Okay. Well, my question, I'm sorry, is can you file bankruptcy? Somebody told me you cannot file bankruptcy if you are, you have to be caught up on your mortgage before you can file a bankruptcy.
No.
Is that true?
Yeah. No, you know what? You need to find some advice on this. This is complicated. And, you know, if you're going to lose your house and all the equity in it, I mean, you've got to consider.
No, I don't want to lose my house.
No, no, hold on. I know you don't. But if you wait and you don't do anything, that's when you're going to lose it. And that's what people do. They wait and they wait and they wait and they, you know, this is not a problem. And then it's too late. You know, there's short sales. There's deeds in lieu of foreclosure. There's ways that bankruptcy can help you stay this off. There's all kinds of things you can do, but you're going to need some legal help. I can't give you that help. I don't practice in this area, but there are people who do.
What kind of lawyer should Ruth be looking for?
Well, you know, I think it's somebody who practices in the area of foreclosure and bankruptcy, creditors' rights, bankruptcy.
Okay.
You know, Pontiac is a whole different world down there because there's not the kind of specialty concentration of you know, lawyers down there. They're more general practitioners down there. But I would be happy to help her find somebody, even if it's just a consult on the phone with someone from Chicago who does this kind of stuff.
Okay, and how does Ruth get a hold of you?
You can call me. Actually, why don't you email me? That's the best way to do it because I need to get all the information. K Conti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
All right, Ruth, hope that helps. Make sure you email Karen. And when you email, and that's good advice for everybody, when you email, give all the details because you need them, and then it doesn't waste anybody's time when you finally do talk.
Especially where it is, too, because Pontiac, like I said, you know, that's a whole different world, you know, and then Chicago, and the lawyers there are, you know, very, very different.
Right. And, would bankruptcy law be the same?
The law is the federal law. And mortgage law is the same, too. Okay. But you have to know the nuances between the two of them.
Right.
And some people just do bankruptcy, some people just do foreclosure, but you need someone who knows the interplay. And these laws have changed, too. I mean, the laws have gotten a little more helpful to people who are in foreclosure.
Right.
You also need a good realtor, you know, which I have. I have a woman who does short sales. That's all she does. She's fabulous.
Yeah.
She knows all the rules. She knows how to get in there. She knows the particular banks and even the bankers to get the job done. So that can help quite a bit as well.
And these are long processes. People think when they hear short sale that it happens over an hour, that the foreclosures or that all that stuff happens right away. These take long time.
A long period of time. And you need somebody who knows how to do it.
Right.
You know, like I said, you know, a general realtor may not be equipped to do that.
Well, and somebody's going to ask the question, well, if I'm filing for bankruptcy, I obviously don't have any money. How am I going to pay my attorney? How do attorneys get paid in bankruptcy situations?
People find it. You know, people stop paying their mortgage and people stop paying their credit cards. Guess what? They got a little extra money. You may have to borrow some money from your aunt at that point and to save what you have. And just waiting is not a good idea. A lot of people are like the deer in the headlights, and the longer you wait on these things, the more stressful it is for you.
Yeah.
But the worse it is legally. I mean, there's stuff you can do early on, but maybe not later.
Okay. So if things are starting to go south, don't leave the unopened letters over on the over on the counter and pretend they didn't come.
And you know, and I think Ruth was saying, you know, my friend told me this, or someone told me this. Listen, if I don't know the answer to it, and I'm a lawyer, you know, you need a lawyer who knows what they're doing, not just some guy off the street telling you not to pay your mortgage or not to pay your credit card bills. You know, you've got to get some very good sound advice.
Well, listen, everybody's an expert on everything. You've seen the internet.
Well,
have you ever been on the internet, Karen?
When you hit Google,
Everybody's a doctor. A lawyer, an electrician, everybody knows everything.
That's right.
Cody knows about writing whiteboards. He puts that up all the time. He thinks he knows everything. All right, let's do this. And then when we come back, we'll have the news and more questions. If you have a question for Karen Conti, some sort of legal predicament, 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's how you get a hold of us here on WGN.
The FBI cracked that iPhone. It may not be so easy for the next iPhone. FBI Director James Comey comes clean about the latest limitations in cutting-edge hacking.
The pre-dawn intel report on the business day ahead. The opening bell tomorrow morning at 5 on 720 WGN.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down ashore?
Better. Ours have 2 flame-grilled patties served side-by-side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just 2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the 2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own.
720 WGN Chicago.
Join Lou Manfredini at Fox Home Center in Alsip on April 16th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Enjoy free breakfast, refreshments, live music, plus goodie bags for the first 300 attendees and chances to win great prizes. Visit WGNradio.com/events for details.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
All right, if you have a legal question, get them in now. Lines are filling up. 312-981-7200. We'll talk more with Karen Conti on the other side of the news. It's 8:30 on WGN. This report of news sponsored by Indiana, a state that works. Here's Roger Badish.
The ACLU of Illinois says reports of Chicago police monitoring peaceful protest groups is unsettling, and they're calling for city council hearings. Group responded to a Chicago Sun-Times report, which outlined 7 investigations by police since 2009 to monitor groups exercising free speech rights. British Prime Minister David Cameron's under pressure over his admission of a past investment in an offshore fund. He's about to face lawmakers for the first time since the Panama Papers scandal shed light on tax havens. Opposition leaders say they'll grill him over his tax affairs when he delivers a parliamentary speech Monday about cracking down on tax evasion. Hundreds of abortion rights supporters gathered at the Indiana State House to protest an anti-abortion law signed by Governor Pence. That's among the most restrictive in the U.S. Protesters waved signs reading "Fire Mike Pence" while speakers took turns criticizing the law, which bans abortion sought because of fetal genetic abnormalities. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Click this ad and get a $120 rebate by mail on 4 select tires when you use the Ford Service Credit Card at the Big Tire Event. When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist at Ford. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service Credit Card rebate or offers. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 6/30/16.
More than 210,000 people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's disease. This number will continue to grow unless we can find a cure or a way to slow down the progression of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association invites you to help change the face of the disease by attending an upcoming Reason to Hope event on the North Shore, April 14th. I'll be hosting a luncheon in Oak Brook, April 20th, and in downtown Chicago, April 26th. Join us at one of these Chicagoland locations and help us in the fight to end Alzheimer's. Learn more by visiting ALZ.org/Illinois.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks taking some time off to recuperate after the regular season. They will be battling the St. Louis Blues in the first round of the postseason. Sox canceled their game with Cleveland today at Cell due to the weather. Cubs had nice weather in Arizona. They beat Arizona 7-3. Jake Arrieta is now 2-0 on the season. Cubs 5-1. Cubs home opener is tomorrow against Cincinnati. It's tomorrow night over at Wrigley. Sox will be on the road against Minnesota. Bulls will be at New Orleans tomorrow. It doesn't mean much because they have now missed the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Indiana beat the Nets today, which took the Bulls out of contention. The Masters tournament for the 80th year has a winner, as one would expect on a Sunday. That's a new one. Danny Willett of England. He wins at 5 under, defending champion Jordan Spieth, kind of self-imploded. He had a quadruple bogey on a par three on the back nine. He never recovered. He tied for second. Let's check WGN traffic. An accident with injuries on southbound Cicero at Devon. And all the other earlier accidents have been cleared up. And looks like travel times throughout the area are moving along at posted speed. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, 80% chance of showers through the overnight, windy, low around 38. Tomorrow, day back to work, gradually becoming mostly sunny and windy, a high near 50, but it's going to drop once the sun goes down because your high on Tuesday expected only near 38 under sunny skies. Temperature around the area right now, 47 in O'Hare, 49 Oak Brook, Midway, and along the lakefront. Winds out of the southwest at 9. Next news, 9, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roger. Hey, it's Brian Noonan. Karen Conti's here, as she is every Sunday night. She's answering your legal questions. How do you get your legal questions answered? Well, you have to submit them either by phone at 312-981-7200, or you can text them, whatever. We'll take a text. The text number is the same. And as always, Karen, people will wait. They will wait till 8:57, and then they will say, why did I get through to Karen? Well, you waited too long. So how can they get a hold of you during the week?
Call me at 312-332-7800 or kconti at kcontilaw.com.
All right, let's get right to it, shall we? We've got a lot of calls holding. Tim is in Mundelein. Hi, Tim. You're on WGN.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love you guys. Listen to you every Sunday when you guys are on.
Thanks.
My question is this. In the early 80s, I was arrested for a possession charge, and I was charged with a felony. And then mid to late 90s, I went online and got an application to apply for a pardon from the governor. And I did the process, and it sent in all the paperwork and everything I had to do, and it went through all the court systems, and it was approved. It was sat on the governor's desk for about 3 years. And then the governor signed it, and I got my pardon. And
oh,
my
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's really, now, that says a lot about who you are, because those are not easy things. And most of the people that I know that apply do not get them. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've turned around. It was a college thing that I was kind of goofy and stupid for. But anyway, my question is it official now? Do I need to bring it to a court? I mean, I've been sitting on it for a couple of years now, but is it a done deal?
Yeah, you know what? This is so rare that I hear someone gets a pardon that I've never had this question asked before, but I believe you still have to expunge it, and you still have to have that erased from your record, and there's a formal procedure of filing papers to get that done. Now, whether you can do that yourself or not, I don't know. If I were you, because this is mm-hmm. such a great situation, I would hire a lawyer to do it. It's not expensive, and it should go right through the system. I mean, if it were something other than a pardon, you might have to go to court on it, and you might have to justify it, but this is a no-brainer. But I guess I just don't know if the process is simple enough for you to do it, and if you don't do it correctly and someone looks your record up, they'll see it there, and then that'll defeat the purpose, and I assume you want to get it off so that if you apply for a job.
Yeah.
So, you know what, if you want to, there's a lot of expungement lawyers. If you want to just Google them, or if you want to give me a quick email, I can try to refer you to a couple people that do these kind of things. I would spend a couple $100 and do this the right way.
Okay, yeah, because it came, an official certified letter, and it's stamped by the state of Illinois and the governor's signature on it saying,
well,
been pardoned and expunged, and
in the past I would have some confidence in that, but I guess I feel like they have to do something to the system. They have to actually
right.
remove it from the system, and I wouldn't guess that they're going to do that without. I mean, maybe they do have a system for doing it, and maybe there's a person who's in charge of that. But
right.
You should definitely make sure that you do this right.
All right, Tim. So, Karen, how would he email you to get a referral?
Kconti, KConti, at kcontilaw.com.
All right, Tim. Well, congratulations.
Again.
So it's that rare that somebody gets a pardon,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. I mean, you have to prove, and even if you prove that you've been clean and that you turned things around and it was a youthful indiscretion, which is a lot of these things, these
right,
college
right, yeah.
issues, But still, I have been involved with them, and they sit on people's desks for years and decades even.
Okay.
So, he must have really made an impression with the governor, and that's a good thing. I think people deserve a second chance. They do. Not for all crimes, but especially, I always think, like, I think of young men in college, you know, where they just have no impulse control, and alcohol gets involved, and those kinds of things.
And you think you're indestructible and bulletproof, and
That's right.
All right. Let's say hi to Shandy in Chicago. Hi, Shandy. You're on WGN.
Hello. So I just have a question about renters' rights and the return of your deposit after you've moved out of your apartment.
Okay.
And so we moved out 40 days ago, right? Yeah, so we moved out 40 days ago, and we were reading online with the renters' rights that if you don't receive an itemized list with a cost breakdown within 30 days, you're entitled to your full deposit back.
That's correct.
And so that is correct. Okay. So we actually emailed them today and said, hey, you know, we haven't heard anything or received our deposit. And she responded instantly and said, you know, I actually have 45 days to send it to you. And then we read that if you don't receive it within 45 days, you're entitled to double that amount.
Now, is this the city of Chicago?
Yes, city of Chicago.
Okay, I'd have to look at the statute because every time someone asks me this question, I have to look at it. So, and I would probably go right to the statute rather than what someone has written about it because sometimes those are inaccurate.
Right.
If you want to email me, I'll take a quick look at it and tell you what I think, okay? And there's actually an agency within the city of Chicago, like a subdivision, that will help you collect this from landlords, and it's free.
Okay.
And I have instructed clients to go over there, and maybe I can find the name for you of that agency or sub department, because they'll come down on the landlord and they'll advocate for you. So it's a good service.
Okay, great. So is that something I should look into, having someone else like do that with me, or should I approach this like taking into claims court on my own?
Well, why don't you try what I said first? Because it's not a court. It's set up just for this purpose, so people like you don't have to go to court for $1,000 or $1,500, because that makes no sense. It's too time consuming. So with this method, if it's still in place in the city of Chicago, you won't need a lawyer, and it's very, self-explanatory. So it's user friendly. So email
Thank
me and
so
I'll,
much.
And I'll try to refer you to the right place.
All right. And that email again,
kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right. Good luck, Shandy. Shandy sounded, and maybe I'm way off, she sounded like a young woman. So you think there's going to be some landlords who are going to try to take advantage of young renters, they're men or women, especially around colleges, things like that. They're going to see these renters come up. So what can you do to protect yourself before you go into, sign a lease with somebody?
I would say that what you're going to do is you're going to take pictures when you move in, you know, just if there's any imperfections or whatever that you might get blamed for later, you want to have those pictures taken and acknowledged. And then when you're on your way out and you want to take pictures of the unit, you want to clean it as best you can. And, you know, usual normal wear and tear is not something that you have to pay for. But if it's a stain or a burn or something that goes beyond the normal wear and tear, that would be something that you would technically be liable for. So, you know, and you might want to even just get an estimate to have it fixed yourself if you think the landlord is going to take advantage of you.
All right, let's get to one more before we take a break. Steve's in Lyons. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good.
Yeah, I got a question about power of attorney and how that all falls into place. My dad went to a home and he's got dementia. And is it the oldest family member that usually assumes that, or the next of kin, the oldest next of kin?
Well, does he have a power of attorney? Did he execute one before he became disabled?
No, he didn't. And then, you know, when he suffered with dementia, my older brother, he didn't want no part of it because he lived out of state. And I would be the next in line. Somehow my youngest brother got my dad to sign it over to him. And
did he sign it when he was disabled, or did he sign it when he was okay?
There was a lawyer present, and I guess they all said he was okay. But I mean, I saw him weeks before he signed it, and he was still thinking he was on the police department, and he retired 20 years ago.
Do you fear that your brother is not going to do a good job, or that your brother's going to do something dishonest?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, he's got chemical issues and this often, and you know he's driving around in his car without a license. He's a convicted felon. Is that so? Another question: is he even qualified to be power of attorney?
That's a problem. Yeah, I mean, he can be, but what you're going to have to do is to probably, if you can't get him to do this voluntarily somehow, or hire a lawyer to try to push the issue, you're going to have to go to court and get yourself declared perhaps the guardian of your father for the reasons that, but again, you know, if he's not doing anything wrong at this moment, it might be hard to prove to the court that your father didn't intend to give the power of attorney to your brother. And the problem is, too, that you have no way of monitoring what your brother is doing, because
right.
if he's
yeah.
writing checks or doing something inappropriate, you're not going to have access to it. So this is a serious problem, and everybody get a power of attorney and give it to somebody you trust. But again, if it's worth a lot of money, I don't know how much is in the estate, but it might be worth it to get an attorney and try to get control of it for the sake of your dad,
right.
too. You know, not just
yeah, so
the money, because your dad
going.
Needs to be taken care of. And what right. if he runs out of money? You don't want that to happen.
All right, well, good luck,
okay,
Steve.
Good
Hope
luck.
That
it's
helps.
A tough situation.
That is very tough. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we have another question that kind of goes similar with Steve's, a little bit, just because it's another family question. But if you have a question, get it in quick, 312-981-7200. That's the phone and the text, and that's how you get a hold of Karen Conti here on 720 WGN.
Ryan Dempster and Kerry Wood join us to talk baseball all season long.
Hey, hey. Station with baseball in our DNA, 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Springtime is the best time for outdoor grilling, and Sam's Club has all of your favorites. Come in this week to get special pricing on 80-20 Angus ground chuck, only $2.78 per pound. Mouth-watering pork back ribs are just $2.98 per pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.88 per pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, Caesar speaking, please.
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Pick a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. We'll visit the temples of Zeus and Apollo. We'll even see the site of the first Olympic Games. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. I'd love for you to join me. Find out more at WGNradio.com/events. Opa!
A few more minutes with Karen Conti here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. If you have a legal question, a predicament, some sort of imbroglio that you are entangled in, right?
Wow, that was a word.
I love to throw them out. You know, I'm a fan of the English
word.
Language. Thank you, Karen. Maybe it's a, you know, it's not a legal word, is it? I don't think it is. I don't think I could,
Didn't learn that one.
But it's probably in a leather-bound book somewhere.
Probably.
Which all lawyers have. All right, let's get back to it, shall we? Enough of my cunning linguistics. We'll get right back to the...
Wait, that sounded dirty.
Of course it did. That's why I said it. Let's see. Let's talk to Steve. He's in Lake Forest. Hi, Steve. You're on WGN.
Hi.
What's your question, Steve?
Well, it's following up on the power of attorney. We have a father that's not... capable. He's just not paying bills, not able to pay bills, not able to focus to pay the bills. He can sit down and make lists and try to pay them and get confused and then walk away. He's already had his Blue Cross Blue Shield canceled twice for non-payment. There's been no determination that he has dementia. We do have a power of attorney in place for one of our siblings to handle, but he's really doesn't want anyone touching or paying anything for him. He doesn't want to give up what he thinks is his independence. And I guess I was wondering how you transition, try to, how do you take care of the situation, with the power of attorney? Do you do it?
Well, in that case, you might have to go to court and have someone appointed as a guardian. This happens quite a bit. You're absolutely right, because they want to continue to drive, they want to continue to pay bills, and they want to do that long after they should be doing those things. And sometimes you have to just step in as a guardian. And usually a doctor will give a recommendation. I don't know if he's going to the doctor, so you could have a doctor on your side who can attest to the fact that he's confused. But that's the first step in the process, is to get a doctor on your side to be able to testify about that if necessary.
Okay,
and it's hard because some of these people aren't going to doctors either. That's
right.
Another part of the problem. Very difficult. These are very difficult situations.
All right. Well, good luck, Steve. I hope it.
Very common, though, people get they're afraid, and then they get paranoid because they thought they put something here, and now it's not there. So they can't think that maybe it's their mind, and they think people are doing it to them, and then they get very, paranoid. And I've got a case right now where I've got an older gentleman who can't drive, but he's driving,
right.
And it's very frightening for everybody, and they're trying to take the car away, and they're hiding the keys, and it's a sad thing when you have to do that to
your
family member, but you have to protect not only him, but everybody else out there.
That's rough. All right, let's say hi to, where should we go? Bill in Lockport. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill, what's your question? Yes, Bill.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine, Bill. What's your question?
The question is, I believe I work for an employer who has caused me a cancer because of inadequate protection, and I'm very close to retirement. And I was wondering, could I sue them and still keep my job, or would I have to quit, or would it be illegal of them to fire me after I start a lawsuit against them?
Okay, those are all good questions. So you think that they exposed you to chemicals or something that caused your cancer?
Correct. The cancer I've got has been known to be caused by one of these
agents, right? Here's what your cause of action, your right to sue, would be against your employer for workers' compensation because it was acquired during the course of your employment. You certainly are entitled to file it while you are working there, and you are certainly protected from being fired if you do that. But it happens all the time where the employer says, oh, we don't really like the way you're working anyway, and they fire you. So this is a real touchy thing. I think what you need to do is consult with a very good workers' comp lawyer. The other issue is maybe there is a cause of action against the chemical company or another person besides the employer that fix the equipment or maintain the equipment or whatever it is, and I'm not going to go into the details, so that you might have a cause of action against a third party. But if you're going to sue your employer, it has to be under workers' comp, and they cannot fire you under Illinois law for filing a workers' comp claim. I think you should email me. Let me give you somebody. I've got a fabulous workers' compensation lawyer. I refer all my cases to her. She's very aggressive, and she has handled these environmental cases, which are a little complicated.
Right.
It's not like you just broke a finger during a job, because you have to prove causation, and it's sometimes very difficult to do that.
Okay. So what's that email address?
It's kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com. And I wish you the best, Bill.
Yeah, Bill, make sure you send Karen that email, and she'll get you that referral. But, that sounds rough.
Yeah.
You go to work. But, I would imagine
those things are hard, though, because and what he's saying is it's probably a special kind of cancer that relates to this type but it's still hard to prove. It's like the water cases where you have kids who are dying of special cancers, and you can't tie it to a particular water source or whatever, and it's very hard.
But once you sue your company, they're going to find a way to get rid of you.
They do that. It's a terrible thing. And the law says you can't. But what are you going to do? Well, you're out of a job. You have cancer. You're going to hire a lawyer and pay a lawyer to do that. It's almost impossible.
All right, we've got time for one more call. Let's say hi to David. He's in Chicago. David, real quick, what's your question?
So my employer accidentally gave away the whole company's W-2 forms in an email phishing scam.
Oh.
So everyone had a fraudulent tax return filed in their name. And, you know, we know that our information has been stolen, which includes, you know, name, social security, address, compensation, all of that. And I guess I don't know, you know, what the recourse is for that, whether it's just a mistake or, you know, is that something? Because it's about like 400 people that.
Well, this
information was stolen.
Yeah, this is you can sue your employer for that for sure. It's negligence, and negligence is, you know, they owed you a duty of care to keep that information extremely confidential, mm-hmm. under lock and key, and even if someone hacked into your computer, they could be liable. Let alone if someone actually voluntarily gave it away. The question is how much are you?
I think it was voluntarily.
Yeah, well, and you certainly have a right to know that. You know, what I think you should do is, you know, what your damages are, who knows? I mean, what's going to happen? Are you going to be hit up with identity theft issues? Are you going to have a hit on your credit? How is this going to impact everybody? I think that maybe all of you should bond together and get an attorney who concentrates their practice in this kind of area to see what you can do to settle it, and maybe get some protections into the future so that the employer would cover those expenses that may pop up, who knows, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. I don't know how you do that, and I don't know how you guarantee that, but it seems to me that you as a group should get together and handle this together rather than have various lawyers, you know.
Right.
Because it could get expensive, and with 400 people in a class, this could be a class action lawsuit.
Jeez.
So, I could try to give you some names of people. I've got a person in mind. So you can email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right. Good luck, David.
Good luck.
And good luck with that. Karen, real quick before you go, how can people get a hold of you? You just gave the email, but give it again in your phone number.
Okay. 312-332-7800. kconti@kcontilaw.com.
And people can hear you Wednesday morning with Steve Cochran
at
6:40. Have a great week.
We will see you
next Sunday. Unless, you know, we'll be watching. The playoffs is,
yep.
Playoff schedule is going to be announced, so we'll see what happens. Let's do this, and we'll come back. Say goodbye. It's WGN.